say, can they be that close? Just let me stay for the record. We're giving love.
Yeah. Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music dear to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, Huntsville, and the world. This is the July 30th edition of After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the longest-running co-executive producer of this show.
And I'm Wes Laverne. I'm the new guy on the block.
And we've got Judy Reeves.
And I'm the coldest one in the room.
Oh, oops.
She's cold. I feel fine.
Freezing.
Yeah, I know. It feels good.
75 degrees in here.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
According to the thermometer above my head.
Now, this is the fifth Saturday.
I've heard that somewhere.
Usually, we reserve it for music. But we've got some guests.
Yes.
Quite a few, actually.
Yeah, good.
Well, we had a whole crew that was in here. You know, the normal large crew we have in this show that hangs out in the lobby, so they'll be gone in about 40 minutes, as usual.
I think a couple of them are already working their way out the door anyway.
Yeah.
And we just started the show.
One has car trouble, so he'll be here.
Yeah.
Okay.
He may have a completely dead battery, from what I can understand.
That's not good.
Triple A, here we come.
Oops.
And we've got a couple of representatives here from IFCON.
IFCON?
Yeah, we'll have to find out what the letters mean. Also, they are, it's a national conference of, or actually international conference, from what I understand from some of the guests, that's being hosted by Asians and Friends Houston.
Oh, great.
So they're having an event going on down here in Labor Day weekend, so we're...
and it's a national thing right here in Houston,
actually, huh? International.
Wow.
I'm not sure if they'll tell you the story of a couple of guys that came over from... across the big pond to get here to the event, so that would be coming. So it sounds like an interesting thing going on.
Falcon is here.
Hey,
it's strange. Normally, that look on his face—he's distracted by something shiny. And it's
no, I'm just wondering with all the gay people coming through this place, you need a decorator.
Oh, tell me.
Come on, burlap could be in season.
If you're a horse.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I guess I spent too much time in Tomball. Yeah, burlap is a fashion statement.
I'm so sorry.
I just now noticed it. That's the sad part. Yeah. I thought he looked up.
All this time.
And it's been here for years.
All this time coming here, and honestly, you haven't noticed it before.
I know.
Well, I'm always looking through the window at you guys, but this time everybody's on this side. I was like, save me a seat, guys.
So why are you here?
I don't know. Why am I here?
Midnight, he had no place else to be.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I could
no.
have thought of someplace better.
I could be home cuddling up right now with my doggy. But actually, I'm here.
To hell with Scott.
And that's what I thought he was talking about.
Hey.
No, look my at husband's Facebook handsome.
My husband is handsome.
He really is.
Trust me. I know.
And one of the sweetest guys I have ever, ever known.
I know. Why is he with me?
That's what we've tried to figure out. We've
been pondering that for a while now, Falcon.
It has been a topic of conversation.
In fact, we were talking about that at dinner the other night.
Oh, ouch.
Well, I like that then.
Are you in the pool? I say, how long it'll last?
Well, 7.5 years.
Yeah,
keep that pool open.
Yeah. Yeah.
So something's right.
7.5 years. That's great.
Well, I'm getting close to winning.
Scott's been busy.
You know.
And Chris is strangely silent.
It's kind of funny because we came to the realization about 4 years ago that we're finally at that age and. I guess
stature.
The looks, the stature to where we don't want to go finding anybody else. We're happy with each other, you know?
You know, I seem to have a record. It's like 10 years. Whack. It's just like somebody, this big hammer comes down and it's over.
Yeah.
Really?
10 years. Usually it's like a
and
week
long,
and a half before 10
How long
10
have you
years.
Known Jimmy now?
What? That doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
No, friends I can keep. Partners I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
But
I stopped
with
looking.
Him.
But I know the feeling. You
Excuse
know,
me?
Stanley died last year, and we had been together more than half of my life.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I'm single, and I'm just not interested. You know, I just
put
don't
your hands together.
He has trouble turning himself on.
You know,
that's all right. He's still
he has
engaged.
Trouble turning the lights on.
I was going to say.
And it's so funny because when I first moved to Houston, Scott was probably the last. Thing on my mind as far as getting into a relationship.
Really?
Oh, yes, definitely. I was not looking for one, and it's just one of those situations where it just kind of.
That's when you find them. That's when you stop looking.
That's how Stanley and I happened.
Well, it was so cute the way we met, though, because he was, of course, the word is cruising
mm-hmm.
for all you non straights. Both of you.
Yeah.
But when I first moved here, going to the Ripcord and stuff, and he was just. Constantly looking at me, and I was doing the same thing, but, mm-hmm. you know, I'm the newbie in town, so I didn't want to approach anybody, and he's trying to get the background check on me.
Oh.
So he's going to everybody in the bar, who is that,
uh-huh.
where you know him from, and kept on doing our usual obligatory highs and goodbyes whenever we walked by each other and never had a conversation. And finally, about 3 months later, Gay Pride weekend, mm-hmm. I'm in the Ripcord, leaning against a pole, that center pole before they put the doors in. I was leaning against that pole, and this obnoxious guy from California is just, like, hitting on me big time. I'm going, okay,
mm-hmm.
not interested, but this guy was being very persistent. And Scott could see this from across the bar. He's watching me. And he's just looking at my facial expression and body posture, and he just walked up to me, and he hands me a card. Trick card.
Mm-hmm.
Well. But he hands me his card and he goes, it's not going to happen today and it won't happen tomorrow, but it will happen. Give me a call.
Whoa.
And I took the card and I looked at it. I looked at the guy who was hitting on me and I looked at the card again. I looked at the guy and I said, you lost. And I walked away.
Oh.
We had our first date the next Friday where he took me to Mary's and introduced me to Earthquake and Gingivitis, and we've been together ever since. I'm like, this is the worst thing you go introduce me to.
if you pass that test, then.
So, but anyways, I am here as Daddy of Montrose.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a little contest coming up. Eric Stutes is not feeling too well today, so he asked me to step in really quick.
Okay.
And basically, you know, the first family of Montrose, we have the daddy, the mother, the boy,
mm-hmm.
who just got our titles within the last 3 months. The mother is Carrie Christopher. I'm the daddy. The boy is boy Chris Barr.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now going to have the girl Montrose.
It's about time.
I know. It's the first year.
I don't know why somebody didn't think of it sooner.
Well, I think it's about time we made our family complete.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to go on record with that contest and say I can be bought.
Yes,
as
you can.
One of the judges, I can be bought. My phone number is.
Oh.
And you better hurry because remember she says they usually last 10 years. And
you, yeah, really.
All you contestants contact. Well, actually, you can reach me through Falcon.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
know, no problem.
But the contest is going to be on August 6th.
Oh, that's just coming right
this
up.
This coming Saturday, yes.
Yeah.
So it'll be August 6th. It'll be at George. We have a social starting at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the contest will start at 9 p.m. Now, this contest is a little different. Of course, mothers usually reserved for drag queens.
Yeah.
Daddies usually reserved for gay leather men. The boy, same thing, leather boys. Now, this one, they're doing a little bit differently. It could be a real woman, a lesbian, or it could be a drag queen.
Okay.
I think the idea was more leaning towards the lesbian side. So, definitely.
And I hope a lot of lesbians enter this contest.
I hope so. I hope so. This is a way of doing a platform, getting your causes out there, getting a good name recognition. The First Family of Montrose, and we have our own website. And if you want to go to firstfamilyofmontrose.com.
Really?
.org.
Yes. Org. I thought it was .com.
Or, I'm looking at it right here.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's go with org.
Why not? We'll take a vote.
firstfamilyofmontrose.org. And you can go on there and you can learn. My profile is being updated because I just got my title about a month and a half ago. So we're going to be updating all of our profiles on there. And but also, if you go to that website, you can get the application for Girl of Montrose.
Oh.
You can also go to George, where the contest is going to be held at. Mm-hmm. And they have the applications there.
Right on Fairview.
Right on Fairview. 617 Fairview.
Oh.
And
very good.
I make a lot of posters.
You've been there a couple of times.
I make a lot of posters for shows here. But this is a very important contest because, number one, you're going to be the very first Girl of Montrose.
Yes.
And this is something that's going to be a legacy and going down to history.
Absolutely.
So for anybody who wants to enter this contest, please go to firstfamilyofmontrose.org, pull down that application, turn it in. It's going to have everything on there about what the different categories are. And all I can really tell you, anybody has advice is, bring an outfit for each category.
That's best.
It is best. It looks really good.
Yeah.
The other thing I'm doing is Daddy of Montrose is on August. Oh, I'm going to blank out. The last Sunday.
Got to get the cheat sheet.
No, I got to look at my phone.
Oh.
It's like.
That's a cheat sheet these days.
It is a cheat sheet.
An electronic cheat sheet.
But as Girl Montrose, what you're going to have to do is basically raise. You got to do 3 shows for PWA Holiday Charities Working Fund.
Okay.
Throughout the year. And then after that, you can actually do whatever type of fundraising you want to do.
For your own particular.
Yep. For your own platform.
Mm-hmm.
On August 28th, I'm doing an event over at the Eagle.
Ah.
And it is part of my Daddy of Montrose title. And. Mm-hmm. It's the poster's not out yet. I am working on it this weekend. It is a Bears Your Dare foam party.
Oh.
It will start at 1 p.m. and go to 4 p.m. This is a private party. So the Eagle's nice to donate me the facility to have this party at. This is the first one I'm doing is Daddy of Montrose. And so I want to see how well it takes off. And this one I'm going to do, I'm going to go mainstream with my charity fundraiser a little bit here. I'm doing it for the American Heart Association.
Oh, okay.
I where I work, we're doing the Heart Walk up at Lone Star College. It's October 22nd. And my department, our goal is to raise $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
no problem.
Hell, there's 9 of us. I've done that in a night. That's easy. I said, so what I'm asking people to do is I'm going to set the ticket prices this weekend after I talk to Mark Nee, and we will basically be a donation at the door and come down. We'll have guest bartenders, and basically the facility will be open to raise some money.
That's great.
So
it's a private party.
It's a private party. So it is a bearish dare. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun. It's male only. Sorry, ladies.
Mm-hmm. that's okay.
Oh, come on, Judy. You want to go?
Oh, yeah, sure. She wants to go to a male phone party.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
But what Mark's going to do is after we get done at 4 o'clock, he is going to keep, I believe he said he's going to keep the phone party going.
Really?
For the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm.
But the charity part, for those who don't get to go to the Eagle that often or...
I've never been there.
You've never been there?
No.
For those who can't make it at night, it is a school night. It's a Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who can't make it later, you can, like I said, you can come out and do this charity phone party.
That's fabulous. I would rather do that.
Yep.
Don't be daring, Jimmy. Just don't.
So
I have some experience with phone parties.
I know. You went to Bear Watch.
I went to Bear Watch.
Was that you?
That was me.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay, we'll make sure the lights are on for this one.
That's okay. Once it's over his head, he's like...
Yeah.
Well, this foam, for those of you who've been to the Eagle, you know about the pit that
mm-hmm,
they have.
Mm-hmm.
So they are actually closing off that whole pit, and the Eagle has their own foam machine.
Oh.
So the nice part is they have everything else set up there.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So you don't have to... Oh, man.
I don't have to do a darn thing. I show up, I take your clothes at the clothes check, and...
Take your money, and...
Yep, take your money, and it's all going for charity.
Good.
So it's a good thing, guys. So come on out and have a good time.
Good.
So, and that's all I have for right now, and also...
Now get that poster.
I'll get the poster, but coming up also, one more thing, just to put a bug in your ear, the weekend of November... 26, I believe it is. It's Thanksgiving weekend. That's mm-hmm. Saturday. The first family is going to have our first holiday show.
Ah!
So,
nice.
That's still in the works, but just people mark your calendars now.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Falcon.
Thank you, guys.
And good luck with that. Yep. I can't wait to... I hope we're the first media to be able to announce the winner of the Girl of Montrose.
Let's see. That's Saturday night, so I don't see any reason why we can't get that on the... radio good. Really quick.
Good.
Just send me a text message and let me know.
Yeah.
The judge should be here.
One of the judges will be here.
Who's that, Judy?
I don't know. 813.
So, what does it take to bribe you?
Not a whole lot. I'm old. Tell me, we'll talk.
So, what are you looking for in a contestant for Girl Montrose? Ooh, put the judge on the spot.
Someone who brings a different outfit for every category, does something for every category, and follows the rules and regulations, mm-hmm. and
is kind to her
bribes
pussy.
Me the most.
And is respectful.
And loves my pussy.
Yeah.
You know, that is the one thing I've noticed with every contest when people lose, is when, believe it or not, and I'm going to give this advice out for anybody who ever thinks about running for a contest, the one thing I've always seen that people automatically get scratched on is when they joke too much with the judges and or insult the judges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen way too many times.
Yeah.
You know, if you had a sex toy and what would you do with the sex toy? And the contestant says, well, I'm going to shove it up your, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't say that to a judge.
No.
Is that joking with the judge or harassing the judge?
Both.
Yeah.
Both, believe it or not.
Just being a smart ass.
A lot of the questions are designed to see how fast... You think on your feet
mm-hmm.
and it's also designed to show your personality. Are you going to be sarcastic? Are you going to be fun?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It makes a huge difference when you're out there in the public for a year trying to raise funds for
exactly.
anybody.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And that's the one thing I've always told people is have fun with the judges. Don't insult them. Don't insult your crowd.
Temper.
Mm-hmm. Pardon?
I watch for attitude and temper.
Attitude and temper.
If you're not getting along with the other contestants, you're not going to get along with the community.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I look for good sportsmanship, too.
And trust me, mm-hmm. I am the bitch with the capital B.
And
so
she's got the pin to prove it.
I've got the pin to prove it, and I earned every letter and every jewel in it.
Four words I look for in every contest, the four buzzwords. And I'm not going to say them on the radio because I don't
That's
want...
That's right, because everybody's listening.
Everybody's listening. But there's four buzzwords I've always looked for as a judge. And when I train my boys to run for boys or whatever, when myself, I coached another friend recently this year for a title. And I said, there's four buzzwords that you have to say. If you give those four buzzwords, the judges will give you high marks. They don't realize it. But it's just four buzzwords that you need to say in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And
have no gag reflex.
Yes.
Oh.
No, I'll say
you mean win every contest.
I'll say the four buzzwords. And every contestant who's ever used these four buzzwords in their speech have always won. It is respect, responsibility, charity, and community.
Mm.
Those four words, if they, the judges see that you have that in your repertoire, that that is instilled in your head, when you're going for a community title that has to do with charity fundraising, those are the four things that you have to say. Mm-hmm.
So look at me, I already lost on the sarcastic part.
Yeah, you would never win. Because you'll bring your own sex toys.
Yeah.
I'm checking those sites. So.
So, but anyways, once again, guys, thank you so much for having me here.
You're very welcome.
And I'll see you in a few weeks again. I'll give you more info on the phone party coming up.
Good. Good.
I'm sure James will be looking forward to it.
I certainly will. Thank you, Falcon. Okay, so how was everybody's week?
Oh, don't even look in my direction, honey.
Okay.
You know where I've been.
Ooh,
going.
She just shot you down.
I know.
He knows how my week went.
Yes, I do.
Never have looked.
Yeah. Chris?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Our intrepid photographer's here.
Ah.
Hello, intrepid photographer.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Having a ball.
Ew.
Oh, my.
What's his name?
Oh.
He doesn't know. Oh, wow.
Chris.
A horrible week.
Really?
Yeah. It was just...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's just a little too much time standing at work and running around getting stuff done and... Today, a bunch of my plans I had all fell through, and so it was like, eh.
Mm.
Yeah, no.
Yuck.
Oh, Wes, I hope you had a better week.
Well, the first half of the week sucked, because my coworker was still on vacation.
Mm.
He came back Thursday. So Thursday and Friday. Thursday was a little bit busy trying to get him caught back up with whatever thing was going on and everything and getting my office back in order. And then Friday was just heavenly.
Heavenly.
But you're still tired.
I haven't changed that on there yet. But today I just sat around the house and did squat.
Not according to the 304 square post you had up there.
Excuse me?
Oops, he's been
Every
reading.
Time he goes somewhere, he punches in where he's at onto his Facebook account.
Oh.
Well, so does everybody else.
Not everybody.
No.
Big Brother doesn't have to watch. All he has to do is go on Facebook.
I so seldom go to my Facebook page.
Can you even find your Facebook page?
Well,
I saw an update on there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, oh. I saw that too, and I had to correct him on that one.
Luckily, you know, I just put in www.f, and my computer does Facebook.
You have to put that much in.
And I go, and then it goes right there.
Hmm? Just put in the F, Jimmy.
Just put in the F.
Just start with the F and it'll go up.
You're kidding.
No. Love you like a brother.
Or what we'll do is we'll get things set up for you. I don't even have to do that. I have a little Facebook icon on my,
as
on
do
my
I.
bar. Just
you can
click
ping
that.
It.
Oh.
Yep, I do too. But of course he still uses
oil. Of course I do.
Not that it really matters because
up until last
even
year
when
my
gets,
job I'm, used AOL.
I love AOL.
Yeah, well you're old.
AOL has not touched my computer in I can't count how many years now.
But it doesn't matter. When he does pull up his Facebook page, it's like, looks so screwed up. I don't know how he can even read it.
I know. I don't know what the thing. It's just...
You need to get out of Facebook and start a new page with a different name and go from there. Invite all your friends to join that
one. Just giving over to Google Plus.
Ugh.
No, I mean...
The new Facebook.
The screen is messed up.
Your screen is messed up, Jimmy.
It's not my screen.
It's a brand new
It's
screen.
The Facebook.
Okay. We'll look at it then.
Again? That's okay. My computer doesn't talk to me anymore.
Yes, you need to look at that. You need
what?
To come over and look at that.
Why? His Facebook. Everybody else has.
Well, I haven't, and he keeps forgetting to remind me while I'm there. I do everything else, but I forget to look at that.
I know. I forget to.
Does everything but fine sound on my computer?
Anyway.
I can't figure that out to save my life.
They
right
killed
now.
My computer.
And just wait until you see the gallery of faces that this gentleman has had with and without mustaches, hair, Styles and
all I've seen them
for the last 14 years.
Oh my!
Trust me, I've been watching that face for
24
years.
Are you kidding me?
I'm running facial recognition and finding them all.
Oh,
the FBI will be calling you.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, but it takes you 36 hours. You only got through a third of it.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot that it's going to have to go through it multiple times to recognize everyone.
Oh. I spent way too much damn time on Facebook the past couple of days.
Oh, I haven't, because every time I get on it, I fall asleep.
Mm.
I'm looking up last names.
No, I don't. Names. I pass out.
Oh.
I forgot that little detail over the years.
Yeah.
Well, when you get that perfected, GCAM needs to talk to you.
Yeah. Mm. No kidding.
There's a thought.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So what's happening in the community?
Yes, what
is
happening?
Do we have one still?
Well, let's see.
Oh.
We've got some... we got to play.
Huh?
Yeah, because
we... Those are my keys for a change. Mine are in my hip pocket.
We went and saw that.
Yes, we went and saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Last night. Four of us, actually. Tootsie, you... Mm-hmm. Orland and me all mm-hmm. went to see Who Was That Masked Man at Theater Suburbia.
It's their summer melodrama.
Melodreamer with a cast of thousands.
Well.
So, but this popular melodrama was set in Houston in 1895 and has all the characters. Widow Wally Doodle, Old Geezer, Billy Bunyan, Lotta Bazooms, Sally Scuttlebutt,
mm-hmm.
who's never called Scuttlebutt. She's called a lot of other things. All right, Corona Backspace, which I just love. You have to be old to understand that one.
Uh-huh.
And others on all the necessary agreements for a summer of fun. Popcorn will be available for throwing at the villain. It's a family production, so bring the kiddos. And they did, and they had a ball last
they
night.
They did. They did.
I had about a 60-year-old kiddo sitting next to me last night, and she drove me crazy. Including when she walked up on the stage.
Right, that was a bit
the
much.
The villain had to escort her back to her seat. It was not pretty.
Oh, well.
The play is running through August 27th on Fridays and Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. and on Sundays, July 31st, August 7th, and 14th at 3 p.m., the August 21st is a sellout already. So
wow.
Yeah. So tickets are $14 for adults, $13 for students, and $12 on Sunday for everyone. And I can say that because they are a 501c3 charity,
right.
And they're in their 50th season.
Mm-hmm.
This closes the 50th season. Actually, my play opens
wow.
the 51st next month. And speaking of my play,
mm-hmm.
if I may, while Chris is awake, because I'm boring him to tears. We held auditions last Sunday and Monday for my play, and the unfortunate truth is I have one part I still have not cast.
Mm.
And so I'm putting out a little SOS to anyone out there who is an actor or interested in acting,
mm-hmm.
has no stage fright among them, you know.
Yeah, that would help.
Stage fright bones in their body. I'm looking for a male who appears to be in his 20s. Don't have to be, but you have to appear to mm-hmm. be in your 20s. Who's interested in working a part with me for my play. It's called A Texas Romance, which is set in the late 1920s in Texas near San Antonio. So I'm looking for kind of a rugged, but you don't have to look like, you know, John Wayne or any of those people.
It almost sound like the same part I'm trying to cast there until you start getting into the rugged part in the 20s.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not looking for John Wayne, but I'm looking for someone who's, you know, not going to try to come on stage in a dress.
Yeah, butch.
Or, you know, whatever.
You gotta be butch.
Yeah, you don't have to be really
straight
butch,
acting.
But yes. It's called acting for that, see,
yes.
Chris. I'm not afraid to go to the gay community and look for someone who can act straight.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to do that backstage or offstage, you know. But I am looking for someone. If anybody's interested, I'm going to try to have, I haven't cleared this yet, but I'm going to try to have a special audition session on Tuesday evening at the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a call at 832-722-5785, and we can talk about it. Or you can even email me at troupe. Oh, that's going to be horrible. Curator, C-U-R-A-T-O-R, at GCAM.org. I really want to get this cast, and it'd be great to do it with a community member.
Mm-hmm.
So much for my shameless PSA.
No. It's a very small cast.
Yes, it's a cast of three. As opposed to the melodrama with a cast of thousands.
Yes.
I think there's like 21 in the melodrama.
Oh, my goodness.
I need two women and one male. I've cast both the women. And the storyline is this young 20-year-old male who works in his father's lumberyard is pursuing a 40-ish woman with marriage in mind.
Mm-hmm.
See, he could be gay.
Oh!
40-year-old chubby woman? Yeah.
Who has a 60-year-old sister who's against this.
Oh.
This match made in...
Wherever.
And so it's an interesting little dynamic between the three of them.
So you need a guy who can be able to handle his wood.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. So, again, I came to the community, so...
Well, getting back to who was that masked man?
Yes.
The summer melodrama. We have an exclusive right here on After Hours because I have a review written by Bill O'Rourke, and it's called the name of his reviews is called Two on the Isle, because he and his lover both review. But Bill writes it.
Yeah, Bill is a writer.
So, and this will be printed in the Montrose Star in the next edition. But we were able to get an exclusive from Bill. That was really sweet of him.
That's right.
Ambiguously Naughty Fun. Who Was That Masked Man? Theater Suburbia, celebrating their 50th season, is part of an old American theater tradition that includes drinking in the theater, heckling the cast, and throwing popcorn at one of them. Now, who do you think would enjoy that? Queens! In fact, add in its many references, and it might remind you of the Christmas Pantos, though a little bit quieter, and I know y'all can hardly wait for that. This is Texas Melodrammer. It's different from the Colorado Mountain Melodrammers that I grew up with in that, one, it is sillier, two, and I love silly, two, it is much less moralistic. Which would you rather in the summer, pure fluff or moral to the story? Thought so. And three, you get to throw popcorn at the villain. Melodrammer villains? Think Snidely Whiplash. Yes, they actually sell you cheap popcorn for throwing at the main villain.
It's for eating, too.
Oh, yeah, I ate most of mine. Skip back a second. Heckling the cast? Why, yes. This kind of theater grew out of the traveling groups of players doing plays in front of cowboys and miners. It's still a bit rowdy, but the heckling is mostly standardized now. You murmur, ah, for the heroine, Miss Amnesty Rilou?
Rhea.
Rhea. Playing Polly Wally Doodle.
All the day?
You cheer for the hero.
Yay.
This time, that's James Blake. Great bass voice when he sings.
Bass.
That too. And
he doesn't talk like a fish.
As the a lone stranger, ably assisted by his sidekick, Pronto, played by Haig Caesar. The villain, Glenn Dotson, pronounces his name P.T. Pinch Pinay, the French way. Oh, like you never shop for a frock at Jacques Pinay? This thing just gets more and more into our community. When you see him, you get to boo and hiss, just like Miss Rogers taught you never to do back in elementary school. Some of the most fun moments are when Pronto is fooling the sweetly, not every light is on, nor does the elevator go up all the way, corrupt sheriff Daniel Corrigan, I think, but this cast is so big, and all of them memorable in their own way. And when the villain's mother, Christy Jimerson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Breaks into a very good, actually, can-can, there's something just twee about the actuality.
Right.
actuality. But...
You do that behind two fingers.
About the villain wanting to abscond with the heroine for a weekend at Lake Livingston. The night I saw it, the first act did drag a bit, and until Andrew Miles, as a hired gunslinger, brought in a needed shot of intensity.
When he had a gun.
Oh, my God, did he ever. Oh, what a body on that guy.
Down, girl, down. I know his father.
And you're old enough to be it.
His father and I are about the same age.
Yeah.
It probably won't drag the night you see it. That's the magic of theater, of live theater. Even if it does, stick around for the second act, which is better than the first, unlike certain teams' fourth quarters, eh? And I can't resist pointing out that this is a theater a little west of the Loop, doing a theater form, and they are the only ones to do it every year, developed in the Old West on a street named Way Out West.
Goodness, we can play on words, can't we?
Yes.
Okay.
Out of 5, Loyal gives it a 4. He gives it a 3.75, average 3.88.
Not a bad deal.
Yes, thank you, Bill.
Can't argue with that.
You'll be reading that in the Montrose Star. There probably better than I read it.
Oh, you didn't. What he didn't mention in his review is that we have Alice Smith on the piano, because in the old Miller drummers and so on.
Oh, yes.
Alice had the piano player, mm-hmm, who tinkled the ivories the entire play, mm-hmm, the entire show. And then at intermission, we get to sing Olios with the cast.
What's an Olio?
Olio. Olio are the songs you sing between scenes.
She'll be coming round the mountain.
That's the one. Yeah. Yeah. And you get to sing them between acts in a play, usually while the set was being set up for you.
Oh, is that?
In the old melodramas, they would do it in between, mm-hmm, because it took a while to redo the set, because they didn't have little instant things like we have today.
Yeah.
So I'm probably old enough to remember that, but prefer not to.
Mm. Okay. That was fun.
That was fun.
Wes.
My turn already?
Do we have any?
I've got a couple left. I mean,
Falcon, before we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, Falcon did one of mine, so there goes that one. Let's see. Tater Tuesday's return on Tuesday, August the 2nd from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. over at the Brazos River Bottom, 2400 Brazos. The Boy of Montrose 2011, Christopher Barr, brings you the return of Tater Tuesday. This will be a recurring event on the first Tuesday of each month at the BRB. Taters and all the fixins for a minimum $5 donation.
Mm-hmm.
Hope to see y'all there.
That sounds like fun.
All proceeds benefit the PWA Holiday Charities Working Fund.
Cool.
LGBT Texans rally. Let me start over. LGBT Texans hate against hate rally.
Yes.
Jesus.
Against hate rally, Jesus. Okay.
Actually, isn't the rally because of the Jesus conference?
I think so.
And there you have it.
Yes.
This is taking place on Friday, August 5th from 7 to 8 p.m. over at Tranquility Park in downtown Houston, 400 Rusk Street. Please join other LGBT Texans on the Friday before Governor Perry's prayer event for this rally to stand up and speak out against hate. Hate is not welcome in Houston. Keynote speaker will be State Representative Garrett Coleman.
Garnett.
Okay, that too. Sorry, I was rubbing my eyes, so I didn't read it right.
Mm. I know how that goes.
So please come out and join us.
You aren't rubbing your eye, Jimmy.
Oh,
he just can't see, period. The Fire and Ice Ball.
Ah, yes.
Saints and Sinners. This is taking place at 6 p.m. on Saturday, August 6th.
I qualified for both.
Wow. That's going to be in competition with the Girl of Montrose contest.
Yes, mm-hmm,
it is. I know.
This is over at the Bayou City Bar, 2409 Grant Street. Presented by Emperor 27 Scott Kenyon and Empress 27 Lillian Devereaux. There is a $10 suggested donation,
mm-hmm,
a benefit for legacy, and that's all it says on here.
Well, and the sisters and whatever.
The usual suspects.
Chaos. That's kind of odd, isn't it?
It is rather strange.
Because Falcon is a member of Reese's.
Yeah.
His lover is the Emperor this year and doing the Fire and Ice Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And Falcon is doing the Girl of Montrose.
Well, is he doing the Girl of Montrose, or is Boo Boo doing the Girl of Montrose, and Falcon just stood in for Boo Boo tonight?
Oh, maybe that's it.
Boo Boo is the director of the Girl of Montrose event.
Yeah.
Falcon is the current daddy of Montrose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
so.
Yeah,
But the current family are judges.
The first family should be there. Yeah.
Which would make the...
They're actually judges.
Falcon and
Carrie. I don't know. They weren't there last year for it.
They're actually judges this year, though.
Yeah, so Falcon, Carrie, and Christopher should all be there.
Mm-hmm. As judges.
Falcon, Carrie, and Christopher?
Yep.
Okay.
Christopher Barr.
Oh, Christopher Barr, that's right. Oh, that's going to be confusing this year.
Yeah, you got Falcon, Carrie, Christopher, and Christopher Barr.
So mm-hmm. you need to put Mother first. Carrie, Falcon, then Christopher.
Mother should be first anyway.
Whatever.
Why then?
He doesn't understand why we're saying it that way.
No. That's anyway!
What's Carrie's last name?
Yes, I was following. I just say him, whatever.
He just doesn't care.
There's a difference. One spelled with a K.
Yes.
Yeah, but you don't hear that when he says
favorite.
It.
And one spelled with a pig.
Well, that's what his Facebook name says. Anyway.
Ooh.
Christopher Pigboy Barr.
Okay.
Chris, your turn.
It's my turn now. Friday, August 5th, coming out and be in the house when Bling Goes Golden. Join the celebration for Emperor Double X Triple I, Chris Beck, and Empress Double X Triple I, Cheyenne, honor their reign 5 years ago, as they are the anniversary monarchs and will go gold at coronation.
Hmm.
This will be at the BRB at 2400 Brazos. Showtime is at 10 p.m. Then the Fire and Ice thing.
And he's flying in from Chicago for this.
Oh.
Because he moved up there.
Oh.
Who knew?
Apparently,
Jimmy did.
Okay, no, the Fire and Ice Ball is specifically only for Legacy Community Health Services.
Oh.
Because the usual suspects are Montrose Counseling Center, Lesbian Health Initiative, and Chaos.
Oh, okay.
There is that. The Mr. and Miss Tony's Corner Pocket 2011 contest.
Ooh.
Does fundraising sound like fun? How would you like to represent Tony's Corner Pocket? How about the opportunity to donate 100% of what you raise to charity or charities of your choice? Better yet, represent the Houston GLBT community for the next 12 months. The next Mr. and Miss Tony's Corner Pocket will get to do that. The contest will be held on Sunday. August 14th at 7 p.m. Registration begins at 6 p.m. over at Tony's Corner Pocket, 817 West Dallas. The theme is Fantasy Island, Adventures in Paradise. That is just so wrong. The presentation theme being tropical fantasy. The tradition of excellence will continue. There'll be a guest panel of judges. There's a presentation, talent, formal and evening wear, and onstage question and answer. Remember your four key words.
Mm-hmm.
Application package. You can find that at tonyscornerpocketbar.com/Mr_Miss_TCP. .php.
I wonder if Tattoo and Mr. Work will be the judges.
August 28th at the BRB from 2 to 5 p.m. is Pennies for Pets.
I'm looking forward to this.
A benefit for Pet Patrol, a people pet partnership. They're asking you to bring your pennies, quarters, dollars down to the BRB for a great cause. You can also find some of the big jars at some of the various clubs out in the community.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to thepetpatrol.org for more information on that. Also in theater news, Stage Door Inc. is continuing with its production of Rent.
Yeah.
Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 3 p.m. I believe After Hours Night is next Friday.
Next Friday night.
Jimmy and I will be there.
And Judy, I believe.
You coming?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Wes?
Huh? What?
Oh, he's not gonna
make the schlep.
I was looking for something for Robert.
He's got trouble making the schlep. Next Saturday night at Stage Door Inc. is Out at SDI at 7 p.m. There is a get together for the GLBT community.
Out at STI?
SDI.
Stage Door Inc.
Okay.
Not STI.
STD.
A little get together for the GLBT community. So if you ever wanted to drink wine in the center of Pasadena Mall.
And there you have it.
No, as a matter of fact.
But no, that's a little event they're having
just
together.
Just for the winos anymore.
Yeah. Is it a fundraiser?
It's a fundraiser. It's a little get-together for the GLBT community.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, they're 501c3. And also, they are doing some work for raising funds for Cult 45.
Really?
During this production.
That's great.
For more information, go to stagedoorinc.com.
Okay.
I'll be judging a contest on Saturday.
Well, we're getting close to the top of the hour here.
Yeah,
yes, we are.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll do the PSA stuff and we'll bring in our guests.
Okay.
That we've
works
got
for me.
For that.
60 seconds.
I think, what was there anything else we had on that? One of the ways you can also send us information if you want to include on this stuff. We didn't have to
pull
up this week is go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/afterhourskpft.
Hmm.
I finally found out where you click on the thing where it gives you the actual name that you can tell people easily. So.
Oh.
So and instead of having to give it the little code string of numbers and all that. Mm-hmm. So facebook.com/afterhourskpft, all is one word.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets you to our Facebook page where you can find, you want to do it, the video of the week.
What's the video of the week?
I forget who it is up there. It is a punk group,
mm-hmm.
kind of a punk group that would fit in perfectly with KPFT. They are vegan, straight edge, environmentally responsible,
boring.
They're kind of exciting. But what they did is they did a kind of It Gets Better video.
Oh.
Which is it's a very stirring video. If you go to it, they're off. I think it's Rise Against is the band name.
Okay.
So you can check that out over on our Facebook page.
But now it's time for our PSAs.
KPFT's Summer Sizzle membership campaign is coming, and we need you to make it a success. The following trainings are scheduled for July. Please consider attending. Monday, July 25th, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, July 26th, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesday, July 27th, 10 to 11 a.m. and 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Sunday, July 31st, 6 to 7 p.m. All trainings will be held at KPFT Studios, 419 Lovett Boulevard, near downtown Houston. Visit kpft.org for a complete foam volunteer training schedule. KPFT Houston.
Hi, I'm Joseph Mitchell from the Sharpstown High School Broadcaster Program. KPFT's own Pacifica Radio Archives is asking for KPFT listeners to help with an urgent preservation project. The archives are looking for copies of historical KPFT folio program guides.
The Fabulous Internet Archives have agreed to donate scanning and online access services to Pacifica, and now is our shot to save the KPFT history.
If you have folios, mail them here to the station. Drop them off or send them to the Pacifica Radio Archives in Los Angeles. Go to pacificaradioarchives.org to get the address.
Soon, our history will be available for the world to access. I'm Sam Gonzalez from the Sharpstown High School Broadcasting Program.
This is KPFT Houston.
Oh. And you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Gallus, 89.7 Huntsville, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. We have to say the top of the hour. go ahead, put... That way I get to hear your voice echoing in here. I've got here Bob and Scott, who are representing IFCON, right?
That's correct.
IFCON and Asians and Friends. So I have to ask, the first thing we got to find out is, because Jimmy gave me a strange look when I said IFCON earlier, what's IFCON stand for?
IFCON stands for International Friendship Convention. And IFCON is a gathering of the Asian and Friends group, which is the North American version of the Long Yang Club, which is the international group. They get together once a year, and they have a big conference where they get together and talk about gay and lesbian issues and visit and have a big party and hang out.
And this year it's coming to
this Houston. Year it will be in Houston. Last year it was in Atlanta. Next year it will be in Denver. So it's usually in a different city every year. Some years it's international. It's been in Thailand. It's been in London. It's been in Paris, Toronto. So every year it's a different place. This year it'll be in Houston.
Okay. And so when is the event going on?
An event will be starts Friday, September 2nd, and ends on Monday, September the 5th.
Post Labor Day weekend,
and the host hotel is the Hilton Post Oak.
Okay. Jump in too.
Well, he was talking about everything with IFCON and got to Asian and French. Yes.
Oh, that's the differentiator. Okay.
Yeah, that's the differentiator. So the Asian and Friends group is actually the Long Yang Club was actually Long Yang was actually a lover of an emperor. I forget his name, long time ago, 420 BC. And he was the gay lover of an emperor. And so the Long Yang Club has come to represent, like, you know, fairly the gay, in the gay Asian community. The Long Yang Club is an organization for the gay Asians to hang out in. In North America, then, that was kind of converted from Long Yang Club to Asian and Friends, so... And then we get together.
Is that the emperor they talk about with the cut sleeve?
Yes, that's correct. Ah. Yes, that's correct.
During my coming out process, I bought all the books and read them. So I remember, you're talking about that. I'm going, okay, I remember that in the dictionary part of cut sleeve as a signal of.
I think there's a movie, right, about that.
I think there is a movie. We had talked about that earlier, but I could not remember who had made it. Obviously, it probably was not made here in the States. It was probably made over there in China or Taiwan.
So, how long has the event like of IFCON been going on for?
So IFCON has been going on since 1990. The first event was held in Washington, D.C., and it was actually called International Friendship Weekend, IFW. And since then, it has kind of morphed into the International Friendship Convention, IFCON. So and usually we have anywhere from 100 to 200 participants. This year, I think we have 100, and right now we're at 103. We're hoping to get to 110, so... any of you out there that would like to join our weekend, the website address is www.ifcon2011.org.
And that's spelled IFCON.
.org.
Yeah.
And our Asian and Friends group is Asian and Friends Houston. You can Google that and that'll be the first one that'll pop up.
Yeah, I found y'all on Facebook earlier today when I got back from that.
Yes, both organizations have a Facebook page.
So let's talk about the group that's putting this on here, of Asians and Friends Houston. How long have y'all been?
Asian Friends Houston came into being in 1991, so this is our 20th year. We have approximately 78 active members right now. I think the age span for our group, I think our youngest member is probably 24, and our oldest is 72.
So it's a broad range of
yes.
Of in age range and also in the different ethnicities that make up the Asian.
Yeah, I think with us, the only Asian member we don't have, I think, is probably like Laos.
Mongolia.
No, we have one from Mongolia.
Oh, we have a Mongolian.
Yeah, remember? Trent.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forget. Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah, but I think, it's
which is very weird because Mongolians don't speak Chinese.
No,
they speak Russian.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I know.
So you wouldn't... So looking at you, hearing him talk, you wouldn't be thinking Asian.
Well, actually, I met a Mongolian when I was working in Chicago, mm-hmm. and he was clearly Asian.
Yeah.
But he didn't sound Asian, and I was like, where are you from? And he's like, well, I'm from Mongolia. And I was like, well, we speak Russian. And then, of course, if you look at a map of... Asia, you see that Mongolia is like right underneath Russia.
Yeah, it's right. It's a little bit of a buffer, wide spot in the map
between
the two.
Mongolian hordes never were able to take over China, so Russia took them over, and so they speak Russian.
Hmm.
So it's kind of hot, actually. They look Asian, but they speak Russian, so you kind of get two fetishes combined.
<One time. laughs>
Well, you know, there's a Russian fetish, and there's an Asian fetish. So it's like Rasian.
You think there should be pixelation, but there isn't pixelation.
Right, exactly. No, that's Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I would know.
So what sort of things does Asians and Friends Houston do?
Well, every the first Friday of every month, we pick a host bar, and our host bar now is F Bar, and the first Friday of every month we go down to the bar. We have happy hour there. It starts at 6:30. Everybody's welcome to come on down. And then the little group that's there decides where we're going to go for dinner, and then we'll travel over and usually one of the local gay establishments here in Montrose area. We'll have dinner there. We have ice skating parties. We go to the movie and have dinner. We have potlucks at people's homes. We have pool parties. We do the... We always have a Halloween party, of course. You know, gays getting dressed up.
Yes.
Better excuse. We always do a wonderful Christmas party. We do a members actually, members appreciation is coming up August 20th. We do, of course, Chinese New Year's is very big with us, of course. We do that real well. And our big event of the year is when our participation in the Pride Parade.
I was trying to sneak down and see y'all set up with that because it's very colorful and flamboyant with the Asian influences in there, and usually a lot of paper lanterns. And
yeah, this year we had lanterns. That was a little homage to Japan with what the trouble that they had with the earthquake and the tsunami. In the past, we've done the dragon, and we've also done the Chinese takeout boxes one year. The biggest one since I've been president was the Hello Kitty heads that we did. And at the end of the parade, we were just stampeded with people who wanted them. But the most wonderful part about participating in the Pride Parade is when you're walking, when you actually participate in the parade, you're actually marching.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see all the people along the sides. And when you come around a corner, you look over, and somebody who's obviously Asian, you can tell by looking at them, but they're yelling, "I'm Asian, I'm Asian." They're pointing at themselves.
Yeah.
They're just so happy that there's some group out there that they can identify with, and they get very, very excited. It's very moving to see the people jumping up and down and just so excited that, oh, there's an Asian group out there.
Yeah, so one thing, my experience with the organization was attending the board meeting and talking with some of them earlier today, and it was strange because from what I've always thought with the Asian community is there was a lot more openness and understanding, but then that's just an illusion apparently from what I'm understanding is that there's a lot actually more closeting in there of issues with being gay and that.
What we find is that that's true, that the Asian community is very closeted within itself, and they're very closeted among themselves as well. So even two gay Asians might meet, and yet they may know that each other are gay, but they won't even speak of it in each other's presence.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think a lot of that has to do with the sense of family and community, you know, because there's a huge push, especially among Chinese, as an example, with one-child policy as an example, to have sons, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, when your only son is gay, it's kind of hard to pass on that family name.
Sure.
Right? You're not going to have another son. Yeah. So there is a lot of that. And so, and that's, I think, one reason why when Asians come to this country, they kind of, it's like a breath of fresh air, right? Not that it's easy to be gay in this country, but it's mm-hmm. a lot easier to be here, to be gay here than it is to be gay in Asia.
It's like the kid who goes off to college and starts experimenting
right,
with
right.
that. It's like, okay, the parents aren't on the other side of the door.
Right.
I can be a little more open of who I am.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So.
And here they can go on down to Montrose. They can hang out in this community and then go right back to Koreatown or Chinatown.
Yeah.
Or their area where they still have their culture, but they come down here. I have known members who are very concerned about them actually running into somebody who might go back home and know somebody that they know and tell them, but that's yeah. for them that's a real concern and fear.
Sure,
that somebody might go home and tell mom and dad that I saw your son or your daughter, and it's the whole family, the whole saving face,
yeah,
and everything that really draws a few back.
I said, it's one of those things that you never think about those things with the different subcultures in the community that, you know, we talk a lot on the show about how, you know, about being more out in the community, and you're more self-aware and secure. I mean, the old thing of where we used to be easily blackmailed or oppressed in our community because we didn't want to get out that we were gay, there's still pockets of our community that have that fear, kind of fear still having that they're having to deal with on a daily basis. And
that's really sad, actually. It's kind of sad, actually, I think, to have that ingrained into your brain that you can't come out or be who you are. I don't know. I don't know.
And that's one of the wonderful things about our organization is that here they can come to one of the members' houses. And I've even hosted at my home parties. I do the Thai New Year because it's right around my birthday. And they can come there. And while they're there, they can be themselves. So there is a safe haven for them to go. They can stand around, talk with everybody else and all that stuff and be socially gay.
Yeah.
And if you look at any other group, it's the same thing. It's the same cocktail party next door.
Yeah.
We just happen to have all men at ours.
It sounds like what I hear from some of the hatchlings that, you know, they're at school, they're closeted. At home, they're closeted. Or, you know, if they have a job, they're closeted there. And they love the fact they can come down to this meeting and be with amongst their own and be outrageous and be who they are for the first time in that week or that month.
And they don't have to be guarded. Yeah. They don't have to be guarded. It's okay to give somebody a hug when you see them and stuff. And they don't have to watch what they say or who they talk to or anything like that. They know it's safe and everything is okay there. And then, of course, when they get back in their car, they go, then the walls start to go back up, which is very, very, very sad.
It's eye-opening thing seeing this part of a different part of our group in that of, because like I said, it's one thing we don't think about in our society nowadays. So there's still openings for people to get
there's
in.
There's always openings for IFCON. There's always openings for IFCON. We have plenty of openings. We encourage you to please check the website out and come check it out. Have a good time. We have, if you don't want to do the whole weekend convention, we have a la carte pricing for the different functions. On Friday night, we're going to be going to a BRB, the Country and Western Bar, and have line dancing lessons, which ought to be a lot of fun, I think, probably to have try to teach 110 queens how to line dance all simultaneously.
I've
1, 2, 3 kick. 1, 2, 3 kick.
I've experienced similar because we had that sort of thing at a conference. I knew that. I mean that I was a part of. And we had somebody. We had the group come in and do line dancing at our host hotel, trying to teach people that, and it was funny watching big old queens trying to line dance.
Anyway,
and also. Anyone out there listening who just wants to ask some questions, go to the Asian Your Friends site and click on President and it will come to me. And everything is confidential. Nothing is shared with the public or anything like that. Go to look at our website. And if you have any questions or anything, please do so. Just click on that. Send me an email and I will answer any questions you happen to have.
And if you are Asian, be sure to put your stats and send a pic as well. No, just kidding. You have to do that. That would be the IFCON side. Sorry. Oh, that's right. And then back to IFCON. Then Saturday, we're going to have a pool party at the hotel, which should be...
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Maybe a bathing suit contest, hopefully. Or a non-bathing suit contest. Maybe it might be fun, too.
And Saturday night is the banquet.
Sunday night is the banquet.
And the talent show.
Saturday during the day, we're going to do something fun. We're going to take all the queens on a tour of Chinatown, which, believe it or not, we have one of the largest Chinatowns in the United States.
Yeah, I've heard
right?
that.
We have the largest Vietnamese population outside of Vietnam in Houston.
Which is why when you go to vote, you've got three languages staring at you on the screen.
Yes.
And then on Sunday, we're going to my favorite place in the whole world to go to, NASA, which I really wanted to boycott that trip. Have you been to NASA recently?
That's
when we had this conversation already, right?
You were a child. You don't go. NASA. They're all coming out of here. It's like going to Graceland. You got to do it once.
Right.
Well, that's one of those things you have to do certain things when you're bringing people to Houston. You have to offer an idea of going to NASA. The one thing we did that we had when I did a national thing is we made sure we had a keg of Shiner
beer.
Oh, Shinerbach.
So everyone could go. Okay,
and, Dr. Pepper. Shinerbach and Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, we actually got a half keg, and we floated it because all these people were not used to getting that kind of a beer. And it's like we ran out of it because everyone was like, this is something very different, and we kind of like it. Yeah, we were teasing about taking sack lunches and giving them a Texas sack lunch, give them a moon pie and a Dr. Pepper to go down to NASA.
That's what can be more Texas than that, right? Your idea with the Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, the Dr. Pepper. Yeah, I'll admit that.
Or Dr. Pepper and a pecan pie. That give them more sugar.
I like a moon pie better, quite frankly. Anyway, and then Monday we'll have a brunch, a farewell brunch. I think we're going to Maggiano's, I believe. Yes. And then everyone kind of heads home and waits for next year. So
this will be up in Denver.
Very good times. You know, make a lot of really good friends. And this will be the third year that I've actually gone. Usually my partner and I were going down to New Orleans for Southern Decadence.
Yeah.
And then 3 years ago we decided to try the IFCON thing, and it was in Atlanta, and really had a really good time. Met some really good people, was very good. A little more wholesome than the Southern Decadence thing, which was, you know.
Ew. You're trying to get people to go to this. Don't tell them that.
What, Southern Decadence?
No, the thing is more wholesome than Southern.
Everything is more wholesome than Southern Decadence.
Yeah, it's better to say that. Yeah, you'd have a bordello with a gateway to hell in it, and it's still going to be a little more. but no, I mean, that's one thing that is a big weekend for events. People like to host that. You've got the Southern Decadence that goes on in New Orleans. You know, I've got a big conference in Boston that I'm not going to be able to make.
We actually have talked about having IFCON in New Orleans because it would be kind of self-entertaining. You just have to fly people in.
And let them loose.
Come and turn them loose and let it leave, and that would be it. But I think you'd lose some of the camaraderie that happens during the conference. Yeah.
A lot of people come to this just because they want to see their friends that they haven't seen for a year. So they'll come in because we have people coming in from London.
We'll have people coming from London. We have people coming from Taiwan. We have people coming from Singapore. We have people coming from Thailand. Mm-hmm. And then we have members coming from all over the U.S., South Florida,
the Vietnamese ones.
just like Vietnamese boys. That's how your problem is.
No, I remember the interesting story you mentioned about them. We won't go into that on air, but.
Where was I? Oh, D.C., South Florida, Minneapolis, San Diego, Toronto,
Minnesota.
Minnesota. I think I said that. Yeah,
I mean, that's part of the fact is you get people who are only able to, who normally just chat or communicate online.
Right.
And give you a chance to have, oh my God, real time communications. You know, a three way without using Yahoo or Skype.
And I don't know how to really do that, but no. Facebook, that's like.
I admit that, too.
It's my life, it's Facebook. I don't understand it. But.
I tease about when I go to any sort of events or like that. It's like, okay, don't tell me your name. Tell me your screen name, because that's what I remember usually of associating with it. And so it's one of those weird things you have. Actually, when I go to these events, I put my screen name on my ID badge. That makes it easier to remember, you know.
Oh, I can't do that.
He has too many.
I try to keep this.
It's kind of X-rated.
There's a reason it's called long game.
It sounds like a good event. Like I said, I'm sorry I didn't get y'all on earlier when Maynard suggested this to help promote it more. And I may look at some of those a la carte just to pop in and see how things are going on.
Oh, it'd be great. We'd love to have you. Right.
It'll be a great weekend. It'll be really,
you know, and we'd
really
love to come back and talk about Asian and Friends Group every once in a while.
Sure.
I mean, it's a really good functioning group. I think as Scott said, it's a great group of people. It's been around for a long time.
That's one of the things, you know, like I told you, is what we do with the show is that we try and co-op out our segments because, you know, you see the three of us here that do this thing. I can't tell you what it's like to be, you know, gay and Asian. He can't tell you what it's like to be a lesbian in Houston. Well, he can
Maybe
try.
Maybe he can. I
watch it.
And you know, we can't give you those ideas of what some of the parts of the community. And we want to hear those voices. We want to give people an idea that, like I said, you know,
I'm sitting here in my stereotypical view of, you know, the Asian community is all out, but it's because I see them out in our community. I don't see them or hear about that in their I hate to say it, their natural habitat.
Their neighborhood. They're not out in their neighborhood.
And so, but especially to come out and to have that chance to be a part of something bigger than themselves and bigger than what they've been ingrained into. It's been interesting, and we'd love to have you all back more. And, you know.
Well, yeah, it is a really good group. I'm very happy that I'm a part of it. And one also thing with the group is it's a really good group for networking.
Mm-hmm.
We have people in the group from all different walks of life, all different employment, different degree levels and stuff. It's a very dynamic group. So I'd really encourage anybody who wants to come by and just see what the group is like to come on by.
Okay. So it's Asians and Friends Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I know you can search for it easily on Facebook. You'll see their logo is a triangle. The left half of it looks like is the blue part of the flag, the Texas flag with a star in the middle, and the other side is a rainbow.
Yes.
I didn't find IFCON on the Facebook, but their logo is a cowboy hat.
That's correct. IFCON is on Facebook.
It is on Facebook. Yeah, yeah. I didn't click on that one.
IFCON 2011.
Okay. And it's IFCON2011.org for their website to get all the information of their events and that. And you can register still. They've got hotel rooms available. And it sounds like a fun time. Like I said, I may pop in at some point on that.
Oh, we'd love to have you. That'd be great.
So
come for the bathing suit contest.
I was thinking about that. That, see, if he had on his headphones, he'd be going, why am I not surprised?
I had a retort, but, you know, the moment passed.
So.
We'll all be there.
Yeah, all right. Once again, Labor Day weekend, IFCON 2011. IFCON2011.org and Asians and Friends Houston. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you. And check the website for Asian and Friends because we're constantly putting up our new activities that we're doing around the neighborhood.
Yeah. All right. Wes, you got some music to play us out?
I sure do.
All right. And we'll be back in a little bit. I think it's because it's fifth Saturday. We're going to have a lot of music. So did Jimmy bring any vinyl?
No. He's just barely got that unpacked now.
So that's how Judy ought to do the audition for that 20-something she's trying to do. That part of the audition is helping Jimmy unpack boxes and move stuff around.
He will not let me. Not the first box have I helped him unpack. Not the first box have I moved from one space to another.
Like I've said there, those boxes aren't going to be emptied until he gets into a box.
Pretty much. He likes his books, though, so he'll start unpacking books.
Music maestro.
I am what I am. I am his own special creation. So come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place life's not worth a damn till you can say it's noise.
I got a room. I got a room with a view. I got a room. I got a room with a view. I got a house full of troubles and a room with a view of the blue. No pictures on my walls, just the ceiling above my head. No rugs on my floor, no pillow on my bed. I got a room. I got a room with a view. These old walls are closing in on me. Ain't no food in my icebox. Ain't nothing on TV. Ceiling's getting so low, it's about to touch the floor. Blues keep on knocking, knocking on my door. I got a room. I got a room with a view.
Your new stupid boyfriend. BFD, your new stupid boyfriend. watching some hot porn. It did seem appropriate. You were all over it. You used to sleep over, no drama to weep over. I used to kiss you, now I just miss you, since you got your new boyfriend. I heard all about your new stupid boyfriend. Yada, 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 your new stupid boyfriend. Oh my God, your new stupid boyfriend. BFD, your new stupid boyfriend. He's so tall, he's so rich, he's so fine, smells divine. He's so young, he's so hung, he's so sweet, he's got big feet. Yeah, 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 new stupid boyfriend. Yeah, 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 new stupid boyfriend. I'll see you next week after your breakup. Come crawling back to me. If you never make up before the next one, if you ever find one as faithful as me, as stupid as me. We used to have benefits, but that was the end of it, since you got your new boyfriend. Boy.
in my neighborhood, we don't live so good. The rooms are small and the buildings made of wood. I hear the neighbors talking about you and me. I guess I heard it all, 'cause the talk is loud and the walls are much too thin. And the walls are much too thin. You used to have your way with me. You'd tease and then you'd play with me. But now you have a cat. Remember how you'd pull my hair and tie me to a kitchen chair. But now the twine is never there. Oh, now you have a cat. I hate the way its eyes glow in the dark. I'd like to turn it loose in Central Park. How cold, how cunning, how smelly it. Very much like reading T.S. Eliot. I loathe to see it slinking down the hall. It will not learn to run and fetch a ball. It will not learn to simply go away. It will not learn to use the little tray. We used to find ourselves alone and detest our skills at acts unknown. But now my scars are not my own. Oh, now you have a cat. And if my lips should touch your heart, well, that's the time the cat will fart. Someday I'll take the Cuisinart. Forgive me, it's the cat. How strangely jealous I must seem to you. It's just that, God, could that be tuna on my shoe? How gross, how unappealing, how absurd to me. Why, yesterday it brought an injured bird to me. Let's take a little trip, my love, my joy. We'll leave the cat with some nice little boy. And if by chance he sends it off to camp, we'll buy a dog or goldfish or a lamp. You act as if I don't exist. I'm never first upon your list. It used to be your therapist, but now you have a cat. Drat!
Just a situation with four walls and a floor. She stared at the ceiling. She longed for the door. Strange land and separation. So
so far,
Why does everything proceed a trifle twistedly and so limp-wristedly along the avenue? Why does every little birdie seem to croon a Judy Garland tune? I've a theory I can eagerly present. Oh, we're more than just a meager 10%. There must be something in the water. In my neighborhood, the flower shop is always full of guys. The little girl next door owns a motorcycle store, and the children all have Betty Davis eyes. There's a lambda hanging proudly in each doorway, superior interior design. All the furniture's antique, the men and women hardly speak in that festive little neighborhood of mine. Well, to every potluck I just bring a dish along. The neighbors swish along from every block, every brownstone, every townhouse, every ranch. And the postman said that I can call him Blanche. All the street signs are Italian tiled. And have you seen the oldest Greenberg child? Mercy me, there must be something in the water. In my neighborhood, the traffic lights are lavender and green. There's an Esther Williams pool in the elementary school, and instead of politicians, we've a queen. There's a veggie tofu cook-off in the summer. The winner gets a bust of Gertrude Stein. So I'm checking out the sink, 'cause it must be what we drink in that cozy little ghetto. It's a little like Soweto. Bless that festive little neighborhood of mine.
Thousand bridges in my search for something real. There are great suspension bridges made like spider webs of steel. There are tiny wooden trestles, and there are bridges made of stone. I have always been a stranger, and I've always been alone. Yeah. There's a bridge made of colors in the sky high above, and I'm certain that somewhere there's a bridge. There's a bridge made out of love, out of love. Can see in the distance on the river's further shore, and the hands reach out in longing as my own had done before, and I call across to tell her where I believe slide, and I'll find it. Yes, I'll find it if I search until I.
Sam Gonzalez from the Sharptown High School Broadcasting Program. KPFT has just launched a new paperless system at kpft.org. Now, you can submit public service announcements, open journal proposals, and more through the station website, kpft.org. Going paperless is better for the environment and means your submissions arrive faster to KPFT offices. Do you have a nonprofit community event to promote? Do you have an idea for a program or want to host an open journal? Then visit kpft.org now to submit your application. While there, you can make a pledge online and support the great programming you love. This is 90.1 KPFT Houston. Listeners love KPFT and its programming. Pledge drives, not so much. So this summer, KPFT invites you to participate in a bold experiment and join the 10% of KPFT listeners who donate monthly to KPFT.
Visit kpft.org today, click the Every Member Sustainer button, and do your part to increase that 10% of listeners sustaining to 100%.
With greater sustainer support, KPFT can give you more of the great programming you love. Sustaining members make KPFT's future income predictable and steady, providing the fiscal stability KPFT needs to have fewer pledge drive days.
$5, $10, $15, or $20 a month from you makes all the difference. So visit kpft.org, click the Every Member Sustainer button, and become a sustainer of KPFT quickly and securely online.
You'll also be able to make sure your online donation goes to the credit of your favorite show, and you can pick out a thank you gift too.
Every Member Sustainer, join the club now at kpft.org. I'm Gloria Johnson.
And I'm Sam Gonzalez from the Sharptown High School Broadcasting Program.
This is KPFT Houston.
And you're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, 89.7 Huntsville, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org, now broadcasting in high-definition radio. You can go to kpft.org and find out what's going on channels 2 and 3.
Goodness.
Booyah.
I'm blue in the face.
I know.
Ooh, Jimmy, how do you and do Jimmy's that? Pink in the face.
Good, clean living.
Mm.
Liar!
No, that can't be it.
I don't know. It just...
comes naturally?
As I said before, with breath control like that, I'm still single. I can't even get guys to respond to... you know, they place an ad on Craigslist that basically says, "Hey, Chris, call me. I want someone just like you," and they still don't show up.
Mm. Yeah, well. We played a lot of music.
Yeah, we did. I think.
We
So what, you want to know what it is now?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Well, let's roll backwards a little bit to the beginning of the show.
Okay.
Beep, since beep, we since beep. Since we didn't mention that at all.
Yeah, you know, the bad part is I know the CDs that Jimmy brings well enough that when I heard the first two songs, I was able to go, oh, he's playing disco music from Club Verboten CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And which CD number?
3.
Oh.
What tracks?
Oh, please.
On the back cover, it's on the 4th column, the first two songs.
Wow.
No, and I'm sorry. I Am What I Am is...
Well, there's not 4 columns. There's only 3 columns.
3. Okay, so the 3rd column. Yeah, it's the... First two, or is it the
okay?
Number 2 and 3.
Okay.
Huh? No, I've played the first track was the 4th one on the list.
Yes,
that was Lady Marmalade.
Mm-hmm.
By Patti LaBelle.
The scariest part is that song was going on. All I kept seeing in my head was Robert Tichy in a leather jock and fishnet stockings climbing the stairs at Rich's.
Ooh.
That's a horrid thought.
Wow.
You'll never sleep again.
You can go to YouTube and see it if you'd like.
Oh.
I think I'm going to go home and bleach my brain now. moving on, we did, after that, following directly after that was We Are Family by Sister Sledge. So,
two gay anthems by straight people.
So, then we had a whole bunch of talk.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough sustenance there.
Yeah, but we had fun.
Yeah. And then we did, after our outro for the Asians and Friends, did I Am What I Am by Gloria Gaynor.
Mm-hmm.
All of that off of the Club Verboten. And then I let, Judy and Merlin pick a bunch of songs. There.
Okay,
I picked the CDs. They picked the songs.
Okay.
We started with that set. We went Nona Hendrix and Billy Vera. Room with a View.
Yeah.
Then Winsome Griffey's Your New Stupid Boyfriend.
No, oh, I love that one.
Jimmy Somerville, Disenchanted.
Mm-hmm. We haven't played that in a long, long time.
Yeah. Followed by Dusty Springfield, I Don't Want to Hear It Anymore.
Mm. Good old Dusty.
Then Lynn Lavener, The Cat.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Williamson, Native Dancer.
Oh.
Back to Lynn, doing the that festive little neighborhood.
Of mine, yes.
And then Andy Bay with Bridges.
Yeah, that you don't hear that a lot. He's an older jazz singer who came out after a very long career, and he's got one of those nice low whiskey voices.
So
I'm just laughing because you're doing exactly like I told you to do when you started this when we started this segment.
Well, of course. only I'm not too smart alecky like I was on Esoteric Adventures.
Yeah, that's what I was teasing about with I'm going to throw it in because we hadn't done anything since it originally happened.
Mm-hmm.
We had there was a memorial get together for Jim Vaughn.
Yeah.
From here at KPFT, the producer of Esoteric Adventures, the square root of Jim Squared.
Yes.
And when we got ready to do the retelling of the music here, I told Jim, it's going to be just like when you did Esoteric Adventures, except we didn't play the music from Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, or Laurie Anderson.
Because this is one of the ways I first met more of Jimmy, with popping on occasion on Esoteric Adventures and watching him just sit there on the side after Jim Vaughn played 30 minutes of music and then comes out with his little list and is going through each one of the songs, and Jimmy just basically go, huh, yeah, I like that. No, that was that song? No, I didn't like that. Yeah. And half the time, he didn't even listen to the damn songs.
Just kind of like tonight.
But I know the songs. I know the music.
You knew them all. So it's like, that's the funny thing is, that was my start in on the show, is when I started coming regularly, and we had a lot more flaky hosts than and we were doing, and Jimmy was having to do queer music shows every other week, basically.
Yeah, because somebody didn't show up.
And Jimmy didn't like sitting in there by himself, and so I ended up being the one who was
who sat second chair doing the smart-ass comments of him. Yeah, oh God, no. That, that was, oh my God, I have to say, I learned that at the foot of the master.
Ta-da.
I'm going through that, and then look at this now. It's like, I forgot, this is like 17 years, I guess.
Oh my God, yes.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, it really has.
I really don't remember.
You were in your early 20s.
Bitch.
You were.
Yeah, I guess. Well.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, well, yeah, early, it would be, yeah, I would have been 22 when I, maybe even 15 years, I don't know. I don't know. The only way I can remember any of the stuff, you know, rough idea of how long it was, is I remember reporting the Heaven fire.
Yeah.
So, if, and I can't find anything on the internet anymore about that.
We can find out the year Heaven burned down.
And that was probably a year after that I was here on that, because that was back when Michelle and Roy were doing the News and Views segment.
Oh,
how's that for a trip down your memory lane?
I remember I started coming to the show right after our month vacation.
I was kind of worried about that, because, you know, the last time we had something about the Asian culture on our show was that Taoist erotic massage.
Yeah, that's not.
So I was like, oh, great, and I'm having Asians and friends on tonight. It's like, oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I started coming to the show a month after, right after we came back from the vacation. And I think Jimmy pulled me in that December to help him with Christmas music while you were gone.
That's because I found out that you were musically inclined.
Yes.
Yeah, I was gone for something, and then you played all choral music.
Yeah. So
yeah,
he just handed me a whole bunch of choral CDs, and I was like, okay, this one, and this one, and this one, and let's do that one too.
So. I get this bad reputation for that, but I do enjoy some of that. It's just there's sometimes I want to hear the more off-base ones. Because back when Esoteric Adventures was on, I sat in at least once for Christmas and once during the regular part of the year. And I remember coming back from that, from them doing the Christmas one, and I gave Jimmy the list, because Jim Vaughn kept up in notebooks all the songs that he played. It was before we had to record them all in the system.
Yeah.
And so I did them in blocks. And so when Jimmy looked at the list, he goes, how the hell did you do 20 minutes of Hanukkah music? And it was all the gay choral music had Hanukkah songs on there.
Yeah.
Because, and the one part I really enjoyed about doing that stuff is I brought vinyl in from my parents' collection.
Ooh.
So I was playing a lot of, I remember it because it was 70s Children's Christmas. I had Snoopy's First Christmas.
Oh, God.
There was, I know there was one song I played that was Chris the Christmas Tree.
Oh, wow.
Morris the Moose. I had a 20-minute segment of animals and Christmas songs I played, and a lot of it was vinyl. I brought in the Partridge Family Christmas
album. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, my goodness. You know, we still have to do that one that we talked about.
Yes, yes.
We need to put that one together.
Yeah, we still need to get that one.
I think we ought to do that for, well, we won't be able to do it next week.
We'll have to do some research on it.
Okay.
We'll have to do it the third week of next month.
We'll figure it out.
I think we'll have time.
We'll torture Judy with it.
I don't know what they're talking about either.
But
it's an idea we came up with a couple months ago, actually.
Yeah, because it's one thing we do with the, you know, the, we don't, I know this will be strange for you to believe at home, but we don't rehearse or plan like on the show.
Yeah, all the music you've heard tonight was on the fly.
Yep.
And that's one of the beauties of how we do this show, is the fact that it's very organic.
It's live.
It's live, you know, we
organic. So in other words, it's full of horse manure.
Ooh.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, the our segment hosts that come in there, some of them prepare for what they're going to be doing for, you know,
months, it seems like. Other ones, while we're doing the calendar, they're on the back patio going, okay, what the hell are we going to talk about this week, this month? The closest we have to any sort of planning on that stuff is when I put together stuff for the round table.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, this week nothing jumped out and grabbed me during the week.
Oh.
There's, you know, there's all the gay marriage stories coming out of New York and, you know,
boring.
All the people who are, you know, all the usual suspects who are protesting. And, you know, we went down and we stomped our feet and we showed our little signs, you know. We brought along our children. We actually bussed in people from other areas.
Oh, imagine that.
You know, and they showed pictures of the school bus. One of the bus companies that uses school buses, like Goodman here, where they use school bus style design. One of them was like the Rainbow Tours yellow school bus.
Oh my goodness!
And the one commentary, I forget which site it was on, I said, "What's the matter? The Harvey Milk line wasn't available that day." Yeah, that's the closest we do to prepping for this stuff. I mean, you know,
the one thing I, right after all that happened, you know, good old Maggie, they had a screenshot from when she did her little thing. I think it was on CBN or something like that. And the picture that they had of her on the screenshot made her look like she was constipated.
Oh, Maggie Gallagher?
Yeah.
Is it Gallagher?
Yeah, it's Gallagher.
Yeah. Or Gallagher, who the...
I think that was on Toll Road?
Toll Road, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maggie Gallagher is the... I'm not sure if she's the president. No, she's not the president. She's just basically the spokesperson for NOM.
Oh.
The National Organization for Marriage.
Yes.
I thought...
I think they call her the president.
Peter Blair or Blair? Oh,
I forget all...
We've
heard so many times about them that I forget who's what position anymore.
Yeah.
I think she's the top and he's the bottom.
Oh, well, you know, for the listeners out there, they may not hear much about same-sex marriage. But here in the Montrose, and especially the three of us, we're just inundated with all kinds of videos and stories, and it's just so overwhelming that
between the different stories that come in through the Yahoo groups that we may be parts of, like I said, the different sites that I use that I do quote unquote research for to come up with ideas for the roundtable, they cover that a lot.
And of course, a lot of the groups I'm a part of through Yahoo and Facebook and whatnot.
And it's same-sex marriage is very important, but you know, when you're inundated day after day after
the horse is dead, put the Alpo label on it and let's move on.
I know.
And it keeps coming up. You know, every day this week there's been a story about Rick Perry and gay marriage.
You know,
he screwed up and said, you know, hey, it's a state's rights issue. And then they said, well, what are you trying to say? If the state of Texas said it was okay, then you're like, no, I didn't say that. It's like, you know, he's backpedaled so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's afraid that, you know, if he pisses off the gays too much, someone's going to be there to quaff his hair.
Too late. Oh, sorry. Did I say that?
You know, and because, you know, with the big event, he's, you know, since he's being thrown out there as a political candidate, but is not formally announced, although in polls, from what I've heard, he's supposedly number two.
Really?
In some of the polls.
I've always thought of him as number two.
A number two or is number two?
Like when you go number two.
Like I said, a number two or is number
one? Yeah. Number one on the seven-word hit parade. That's, you know, interesting seeing some of that stuff. And then, of course, you know, when he's not in the number two position, then you've got Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, a real jewel.
Who is refusing to answer any questions about her husband.
Makes Sarah Palin look, you know, normal.
No, I think they're two peas from the same... Mendelvy wouldn't even recognize the peas that were grown out of those pods. I don't know if I just showed my age or my geekiness.
Both.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You laughed, so you recognized the joke, too, so there. Google him if you don't understand. But, no, I mean, you've got, like I said, she was at a thing with the National Press Club, and someone asked if she believed in reparative therapy.
Ooh.
And basically, you know, she said, you know, I'm the one who's running for president, not my husband, not his clinic, not our farm. Because she's having to be a little defensive because being the Tea Party being the Tea Party candidate that she is, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of hard talking about her husband's clinic that receives Medicare funding.
Yeah.
And state
and does funding. Reparative therapy. So-called
reparative therapy, which is against APA.
Mm-hmm.
Because and he's not even a psychiatrist or a psychologist or
what is he?
I don't remember what his doctorate is in, but I don't think it is in. I think he's kind of like a Dr. Laura, kind of doctor, a physiologist.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, he studied, you know, doctor of arts or something. one step above Stephen Colbert's doctorate. He has a doctorate.
In what?
It's an honorary doctorate of arts and letters.
Oh.
But the...
What, faint by number?
Kind of. yeah, and there were like her family...
And he's usually the snarky one.
Yeah.
And she, you know, or her family, her husband's farm that gets government subsidies.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Or the fact that, you know, she just got a big loan from either Fannie Mae or
Bernie Mac.
No, he's dead.
Ooh, ouch.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Mac.
One of those Macs.
One of those two. And, you know, so she got a loan in from them.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's on the floor of the House saying that we need to dissolve these organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I got my money, you can go away. So, you know.
Oy vey.
You know, that's... And then you've got... of course, everyone's favorite, Rick Santorum.
Oh, yes.
All this hypocrisy at its best.
Well, now you know, Dan Savage, who started the first part of the Santorum part, has a video out on, I believe it's Funny or Die, where he says, you know, Rick, we've done something with your last name. We were nice. We only did it to your last name. We could do it to your first name. So they're going to be working on ideas for how to change Rick.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched a little bit of it when he was bringing in people named Rick and saying, okay, we're going to change your name to this. It's like, okay, I can't watch this anymore.
Of course, Dan Savage, the one who doesn't believe in bisexuality. Hello.
Well, he's getting a lot of traction with his contract because of being a nationally known...
columnist
for GLBT issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as annoying as some people are, when you get branded as an expert in a certain field, no matter how well people realize you don't know a damn thing you're talking about, it's hard not to go to this person who's willing to open their mouth all the time.
Yeah.
Except when they don't.
Yeah. Boy, we've got that right here in Houston, don't we?
With a capital T that rhymes with R and stands for... Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to be a good boy. No, I'm not. But
I was going to say, that'd be a never.
But, you know, it's one of those things you have to look at there's a lot of these different angles you have to look at, part of our community, what's coming down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm waiting for the gay angles on stories that are, you know, with, you know, the debt ceiling. Probably they're going to say, you know, we're going to default because gays got married.
Of course. I'm waiting for that.
I've been waiting for that one, too. But, you know, and, of course, everybody's fighting back and forth. So I'm waiting for them to say that it was the gays' fault that they had to fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know.
No, it wasn't a gay. It was a bisexual that caused the fight.
No, because with the debt ceiling parts, then you actually do start, you start getting a homosexual on the TV more often then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which one?
Representative Barney Frank.
Oh, okay.
He's the ranking Democrat in the House Finance Committee. So he ends up getting on all the, you know, he gets called into some of the shows.
Sure.
On the left side, you know. I see him on MSNBC and on Current now with Keith Olbermann. And I used to have Current blocked on my TV.
Why?
I watched it a couple of times. Nothing really interested me.
No.
It's not really blocked. It's hide.
Yeah.
You know, I get, with my cable thing, I've got like 300 something channels.
Oh my God.
It's the U300 packages on mine. So I go through and I delete some of the programs, some of the stations that I know I'm never going to see, that I'm never going to want to watch.
Like CBN?
No.
Like ESPN?
CBN is actually Family Channel. I do have that.
Yeah.
Every so once in a while, I have to watch Pat. I should have watched Pat Robertson after the gay marriage, because I just watched his eyes bulging.
And fall out of his head.
Yeah.
And ESPN, no, I have that because they watch old pro wrestling from the 80s.
Oh.
Back when they really couldn't act. Stuff like the 40 religious stations they have, and the 300 shopping channels.
And the 18 million Spanish channels?
No, because I watch soccer.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, I have the Spanish channels in there. And I had Current as one of those blocked, but now when Keith Olbermann moved to Current, I unblocked it. And because I do enjoy his show. It's interesting, him calling a member of the House of Representatives this past week an a-hole.
Really?
And not getting, it was not, I was waiting for it to be item one on the Drudge Report and
nothing.
Nothing.
Wow.
But one of the interesting things with it is watching some of the other programming on Current. And this past week they had one called, a documentary about the Uganda Kill the Gays bill.
Yeah.
And they were she was kept following this one minister who was very pushing this bill on that. And it was hilarious watching this guy going to these news conferences trying to talk about this stuff. One was a news conference, one was a rally for it. And so he starts off with talking about he did research.
Oh, I bet he did.
On what gays do.
Mm-hmm.
And so he pulls out his MacBook computer and is showing pictures. And so he's holding up his MacBook at this showing some of the pictures to the people. And he's also explaining some of it. If you watch it, it's Vanguard, and it's called Missionaries of Hate. And this guy, it is hilarious when he's talking about two topics which we've talked about on the show before.
Yes.
Rimming
and
fisting.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's sitting there explaining rimming to these people. And he's holding his hand up in a fist, and it holds up to his mouth. And, and sometimes they lick the anus, and sometimes the poo-poo comes out.
Oh, God.
And because of his accent, and I'm a little familiar with it because one of my college professors was from Nigeria, and the English, In the former colonies in Africa that were English, they have a very particular way of doing it. It's English, but their voice modulates from low and high. And so it's real funny hearing this preacher in the robes keep going, poo-poo, poo-poo, they want to eat our poo-poo. You tell Barack Obama that they don't send people over here to eat our kids' poo-poo.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know whether to cry or laugh at this stuff. And the guy's explaining, like fisting. And, it's like, and apparently the pictures he picked were very good ones, because in the documentary they had to blur the screen.
No.
So apparently he got some really, really good pictures that he was using as his demonstrations.
Well, you can find that in the straight community.
Yeah. I go to one website and some of the stuff I see on there, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. So
I don't know what scares me more, the straight sex pics or the pictures of death and mutilation they throw in there every once in a while.
Mm.
Yeah, I go to some scary sites on the web and actually find interesting stuff to share. But it's like I said, if you get looking at Current TV, if you've got that on there, look for Vanguard. It's usually on before and after Keith Olbermann. So it's like 6 o'clock and at 8 o'clock showings. Or look for the one called Ministries of Hate, and it is.
Mm.
It, like I said, it was an interesting thing of seeing some of these people talking about, what it's like when, your name is in the newspaper as being gay, and they're talking about killing you.
Yes.
That, you know, just for the fact of you being gay, you can be executed. They showed
and they're probably doing it already.
Yeah, the one person on there, they were talking about the fact that he was getting ready for work one day and a cop showed up and arrested him for being gay. They showed a GLBT support organization that says, we usually stay in a place for about 3 months and then we have to move for our safety. And one of the people that was interviewed was one of those that they put her picture in the paper as a known homosexual.
Ooh.
And, you know, I remember when I had my picture and name put in the newspaper for the first time.
Yeah.
And I remember the panic that I was going through just seeing that of, you know, turning to the city state section of the Houston Chronicle, and they're under, you know, actually, I think at that time it was still called the Metropolitan section.
Yeah, yeah.
Metropolitan, and then Montrose Q Patrol needs help, and my picture.
Right there.
Right there with my name and the caption underneath it. And I had just started a new job, and I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And only a couple of people asked me about it. One of them was my boss.
Really?
He asked, you know, was that you in the picture? And the newspaper said, yeah. And another person at work who was family.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I was kind of petrified of the thought of that.
How long ago was that?
7, 8 years.
Yeah. Things have changed.
Yeah. And that was a corporate setting. Mm-hmm. You know, it was more of a larger corporate setting, even though it was in Stafford, Texas. I can't imagine something like that happening now in where I work in Tomball.
Mm.
Hell, they don't have a clue. I don't know.
I don't either.
They haven't seen your apartment with the track lighting and the accent wall.
No, that would be...
I told them about it, though. I told them I've got... Well, I didn't tell them about the track lighting. I told them about the accent wall.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've got both.
You know, my...
And my accent wall is pink.
Wait, hold on. Let me see if I can find my surprise face.
Wait a minute. Let me pull out my script here. Hold on a second. I know I've got a line that I'm supposed to say here. Hold on a second.
Yeah, I know.
Where the hell was I going?
Yeah, I know. And maybe it's time for some more music.
Yeah, because I need to quit talking now because I got to do a damn roundtable. I still got to find stories to do.
Yes.
Yep. Well, I'm gonna change gears here a little bit.
Okay.
I've already had Judy pick three songs.
Oh, you good.
You found something even slower to play?
No, stop.
No,
if you don't know who they are, you pick what you pick.
Yeah, oh. Like I said, I just handed her a CD. She picked a song.
So when the F-bomb gets dropped, we can play Judy.
Yeah.
No.
But no, we're going to start this one off with Scissor Sisters this time. So,
oh, cool.
So, let's throw some music in your ear. We'll be back in a bit and tell you what we listen to.
Okay.
It's your own sky. Just call me when the phone stops ringing. Thanks for coming by. I'm just glad I'm on your good side. Where it's smoldering and freezing, it's never all that easy to decide. This is a land of a thousand words.
side. Rainbows are visions, they're only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it, and I think they're wrong, wait and see. Someday they'll find it, the rainbow connection, Kermit, Miss Piggy, and me.
Said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star.
Somebody thought it, someone believed it, and I think they're wrong so far.
What's so amazing that keeps her stargazing? The lovers,
the dreamers, and me.
Ah, Mr. Buddy Shanahan. Hey, Elmer, you want to sing?
Have you been half asleep? And have you heard voices? I put Bugs Car in my name.
And all of the sweet sounds that call the young sailors, I think they're one and the same. Someday they'll find it, the rainbow connection,
the lover,
the dreamer, and me. La 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 la.
and Chevy trucks. He wasn't much for poetry or songs. He heard me playing my guitar one rainy afternoon. His face turned lily white. He asked me why. All you play are folk songs when you should be fixing cars. I'm worried about your son, I need to know. Hey boy, are you gay? You're acting a little bit queer with your folk songs and your sad songs and your poems. He said, hey boy, are you gay? Myself with my folk songs and my sad songs and my poems. Mechanics are the manly way to go. He said mechanics are the way that I should go. My phys ed coach in high school, he was the butchest man I'd seen. College football was his claim to fame. He caught me playing my guitar inside the locker room. His face turned fiery red. He gave a yell. Why are you playing folk songs when you should be playing ball? I'm worried about your kid, I need to know. Hey boy, are you gay? You're acting a little bit queer with your folk songs and your sad songs and your poems. He said, hey boy, are you gay? For me, I'm just being myself with my folk songs and my sad songs and my poems. Football is the manly way to go. He said that football is the way that I should go. I shall overcome them all. Yes, I shall overcome them all. I shall overcome them someday. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, hey boy, are you gay? You're acting a little bit queer with your folk songs and your sad songs and your poems. They say, hey boy, are you gay? Homie, I'm just being myself with my folk songs and my sad songs and my poems. Mechanics and football? I do not think so. Now folks singing, there's a manly way to go. And I think folks singing is
the way I'm a gonna go. Once upon a time when life was simple and serene, my roommate was a lesbian and I a happy queen. I lived for Sunday brunches in my tightest fitting jeans, while she read The Well of Loneliness and Plexus magazine. But now I go to potlucks where the food is rather bleak, and I've joined a new support group that meets every other week, while she lives to go out dancing with her hair done up in curls. It's getting hard to tell the boys from the girls. Once upon a time, when life was crystal clear,
Each of us had favorite music we preferred to hear. While I went dancing to Sylvester down in Key West every year. She went to music festivals to worship Holly Near. Our taste in music have completely turned around. And now instead of Michigan, she goes to Provincetown. While I play Alex Dobkin on my Walkman now and then.
Hey, you're an Amazon.
It's getting hard to tell the women from the men. Once upon a time when life was easy to predict, sex was something I could get, and I could get it quick. I'd look at all the men and know that I could take my pick. While she frowned upon my lifestyle with each and every trick. But now my sex adventures look so fun or rather tame. While she's discovered Joanne Lulin and she'll never be the same. Cause she dates a lot of women and she buys erotic toys. It's getting hard to tell the girls from the boys. Times they change, fashions rearrange themselves. If you don't stay on top, you'll find yourself dropped on a shelf. Once upon a time, when life was black and white, oh, I used to do the drag shows for a night. While she drank her beer without a glass and looked for Mrs. Wright, I cruised the local customers just asking for a light. But now she is the only one who steps out in a dress, and I'm wearing all her flannel shirts and sandals, I confess. And now she's coached Virginia Slims instead of Lucky Strikes. It's getting hard to tell the boys from girls. Hard to tell the men from women. Hard to tell the faggots from the dykes. Now if all of this appears to show that everyone's gone mad, it's only part and parcel of a somewhat larger fad. Look no further than the glint of gold in many straight boys' ears. It's getting hard to tell the breeders from the queers.
Sam Gonzalez from the Sharptown High School Broadcasting Program.
I'm Victoria Oluwole.
I'm Gloria Johnson.
I'm Darnell Anderson.
AFS is a worldwide nonprofit organization that has been leading international high school student exchange for more than 60 years.
Each year, AFS USA welcomes 2,500 international high school students who come to study in U.S. high schools and live with host families.
We are looking for families in the Houston area to become host families to students arriving in August.
To learn more about hosting for the 2011-2012 school year, visit afsusa.org/hostfamily.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the Broadcast Journalism Program at Sharptown High School.
This is KPFT Houston.
Flowers for Mary, flowers for Mary Rose, flowers for Mary Rose. She liked orchids and carnations, but gardenias were her favorite blossom. Flowers.
Okay, that was a screw up. I'm supposed to push this button.
Hi, I'm Joseph Mitchell from the Sharptown High School Broadcaster Program. KPFT's own Pacifica Radio Archives is asking for KPFT listeners to help with an urgent preservation project. The archives are looking for copies of historical KPFT folio program guides.
The Fabulous Internet Archives have agreed to donate scanning and online access services to Pacifica, and now is our shot to save the KPFT history.
If you have folios, mail them here to the station. Drop them off or send them to the Pacifica Radio Archives in Los Angeles. Go to PacificaRadioArchives.org to get the address.
Soon, our history will be available for the world to access. I'm Sam Gonzalez from the Sharpstown High School Broadcasting Program.
This is KPFT Houston.
You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, 89.7 Huntsville, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Do we have anybody out there for Roundtable?
Who knows?
Who knows? Because I got some stories.
You do?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, oh, awesome.
As a girl or boy?
As a girl.
Okay.
The one website, when I first saw this picture of this person, one of the birthday sluts of the day.
Birthday sluts?
That's what this website calls it. They list people who are, it's their birthday.
Uh-huh.
And they call them birthday sluts.
Oh, wow.
And when you look at this picture, it's kind of hard to see who, because you're more familiar with the current face of her. He's trying to get in people for there. Huh?
Close the door. Jimmy.
Were you born in a barn, Jimmy? Can you
Nobody lives in one now.
Huh?
Nobody lives in one now.
So, like I said, and she's very popular in our community. She has done television shows that have had several gay themes and acted in them. But she looks a lot different when she was a beauty pageant queen.
Don't they all?
Usually.
Rather than what she looks now as Delta Burke.
Delta Burke. Oh,
okay. Oh wow.
Well, and that's why the studio, whoever kept jumping on her bones because she had put on weight in the middle of their show.
But, all right, so I foolishly turned on the red light. Yeah, whenever I go through some of these things here, you know, the birthday slots, I'm like, who the hell are some of these people? blind. I'm still trying to find a couple more stories there.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Yeah, no, we're not going to cover the vagina cupcakes.
What?
What?
Vagina cupcakes.
Well, I'll second that one.
I'll word it.
You must have extra frosting.
Oh.
And it's frosting. Pink. And it's pink.
Oh.
That's more like peachy pink.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, God.
Let's see, I got a cup.
I don't know about birthday, but that's slut. Was that my out loud voice?
Wish I could see what you want.
No. Yeah, no.
That outfit.
What?
That one. Oh, my God.
Kate
Even
Bosworth.
Even Rag Queen wouldn't put that on.
They talk about the woman in the background is just kind of staring her with the evil eye.
She's wow. Jealous of her size.
Are you looking at those Walmart pictures again?
No.
We're just taking our own.
Kate Bosworth and some dude try to look like they're not together while the lady in the back thinks to herself, I should give one of them an apple because that's what Sally Struthers would want. Yeah, because Kate Bosworth is so skinny, the guy she's with actually has a better rack than she does.
Oh.
Wow.
Sally Struthers, Sally would rather have the vagina cupcakes.
Oh, yeah, with extra icing.
Extra icing. I know whoever has the phone going off over there, turn it off.
What?
No one has the phone. They're all taking pictures.
I just keep hearing this bling, bling.
That means the camera's in
cameras.
That's how you know you're not having a picture taken up skirt.
Well, I can't see beyond the wall here, Chris, so you're going to have to stand up.
I'm not Buddy Johnson. I'm doing the show standing
okay.
up.
Oh.
That's the next one I got put in here. So, yeah, like I said, I didn't really have any. I found one story that interested me that I brought, that I put up, and it's like I didn't find anything else, so I kind of scrolled through some of these to come up with a couple of things to put together for us.
Oh, boy.
Beep, 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 beep.
What is that?
I'm going to turn it off. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right.
I'm trying to find that turn off button. Oh, here we go.
He's searching through his porn pictures.
New York.
Very fine.
Here's an interesting story from New York City. New York City Sizzler sued over allegedly anti-gay attack by a manager.
Yeah.
A Queens, New York Sizzler is being sued for an alleged homophobic attack by a restaurant manager against a female customer. According to Lambda Legal, who's representing Laura Freelander in the suit. On September 18th, 2010, Liza Freelander. There's a Z.
Okay.
It's weird. It's white. Right? It's white lettering, but it looks better when I highlight it. And two friends went to a Sizzler restaurant in Forest Hills, Queens for breakfast buffet. After paying, Freelander served herself from the buffet. As Freelander was walking back towards her table to join her companions, a Sizzler manager aggressively approached her in front of other restaurant patrons. The manager began yelling at Freelander, accusing her of not paying for the breakfast buffet.
Oops.
He violently shoved her in the chest, causing her to fall backwards, and kicked her in the legs while yelling at her to get out of the Sizzler, calling her an effing dyke.
What?
That's...
Mm-mm.
Once again, in
no,
unison.
What?
The Sizzler dining room quickly devolved into a threatening scene where patrons began terrorizing Ms. Freelander, with Sizzler patrons screaming at her, spewing homophobic and hate-filled epithets. A male diner began yelling at Freelander, calling her a he-she freak.
Brother.
And demanding that she leave the restaurant. See, this wouldn't have happened if it was at the lunch buffet, because they do offer surf and turf there.
No,
I'm used to your evil eye. There, I ain't scared.
I was going to say, if evil looks could kill,
strange.
YouTube didn't do that a while.
It actually gets worse there. Another man threatened to take Ms. Freelander outside and sexually assault her.
What?
Threatening that he would show her what a dick is. The man then threw objects at Freelander. Finally, the police arrived. A battered Freelander was taken by ambulance to a nearby hospital. The manager, of course, denies the claim. He described Freelander as violent from the start, and she freaked out when the brunch period ended. We told her she could continue eating from the buffet. She tried to hit me with her plate. I jumped back, the manager said. A customer grabbed her so that she would not hit him. I did not touch her. I went to my office and called 911. I did not come out again.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
According to Lambda Legal, this case is the first test in the newly enacted bias crime law. Passed in August 2010 to hold individuals accountable for anti-LGBT violence and intimidation.
Was she alone, or was she there with friends?
She had two friends.
Okay.
Okay, did they stand up for her? I mean, if they were really friends, they should have.
Well, I'm sure they did.
Yeah. It's just not mentioned, of course.
Well, it's one of those things you're talking about... let me see here.
So is that the manager or Freelander?
Freelander. That's the alleged victim in the case. So, they don't say any interviews with the other people, and everything is just coming from the Lambda Legal website onto Tola Road.
So it comes down to a he said, she said thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not
basically.
She said, she said.
Yeah. Mm. Is it he said, she said? Yeah.
No. No.
Hold on.
He said, she said. Not he, she.
I'm sorry. You went to the Sizzler for a breakfast buffet. I mean, you know, it's an all-you-can-eat, and you know, they're going to force something down your throat, and it's not just a tough steak.
Well, out of the Montrose, we don't have Sizzlers.
You do sometimes, but you know, it's usually
it's
like $40 for an all-you-can-eat buffet, and you know, it's usually a lot more shrimp on it. used to be chicken, but you know, there's not a lot of that.
They grew up.
Once again, another dirty look.
Did you expect anything less?
Openly gay Portland Mayor Sam Adams announced yesterday that he will not be seeking re-election. In addition to wanting to focus on his job, Adams, who was elected in 2008, said he's not sure he could win against opponents who are lining up to challenge him.
Hmm.
This is what I love about these kind of articles. The Portland mayor, so now we're going to go to an article from the Miami Herald talking about this. Adams said in an interview that in his office that he decided not to seek re-election because he'd have to campaign and fundraise full-time.
Hmm.
Said he wouldn't be able to work on his agenda if he had to start campaigning now. Adams would have faced at least two prominent challengers in a re-election bid, so the prospect of a difficult campaign helped him to make this decision. Adams' mayoral tenure has been plagued with scandal, first from a confession that he had a sexual relationship with an 18-year-old legislative aide.
Oh, I remember that.
Ooh.
And now unzipped the star.
What?
He got a spread in Unzipped magazine.
The 18-year-old?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Is he cute?
Yes, he is. Well, he was, but that was so 2 years ago. Oh. And because of financial troubles, including missing mortgage payments and two unsuccessful recall efforts, Mayor Adams has not decided whether or not to endorse the candidates who hope to take his place.
I bet they don't want his endorsement.
Well, like I said, I mean, they tried two recall elections to get him thrown out because of this inappropriate conduct with a 18-year-old legislative aide.
They wouldn't try that if any of the supposedly straight did inappropriate conduct.
Yes, they would. Actually, if,
go ask.
Doesn't seem to be.
Go ask Representative Wu once he gets out of his tiger costume. There's been a lot of. Well, I'm sorry. Now, former Congressman Wu.
Well, personally, I think if you're a congressman, you're pretty bizarre anyway, you know. And the fact that they're dragging out their sexual fetishes is, you know.
Well, it's just like they did the same thing.
It just makes them more human.
Yeah.
It's like they pulled the same thing with Anthony Weiner when they and they found out pictures of him in drag when he was in college.
That was college, for crying out loud. What? Why would it matter now?
Who didn't do dragging?
We all did crazy stuff. I slept with women. Hello.
I cannot run in high heels at all, period.
How did he ever tuck it all?
Well, I think it was more of a fraternity fun stuff, so I wasn't really worried about tucking
sure.
it. Right? You know, remember, this was the days before the hazehim.com website.
What was the $10,000 reward thing? I saw that earlier.
That's dickdorm.com, I believe.
No, the $10,000 reward for politicians is if you can prove you have had relationships with Michelle Bachmann's husband. They are trying to catch him as being a hypocrite.
So they are trying to get photographic evidence, and they will pay you $10,000.
Yeah. Wow.
So he is
okay,
now
get him drunk, and there you
target.
Go.
And I don't think this is one of Larry Flint's schemes.
No, but there are a lot of men running around trying to catch him for $10,000.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, yeah.
If you've seen some of his mannerisms, uh-huh. he has, they are very...
Like what?
In some moments, he's very effeminate. The uh-huh. way he mm-hmm. kind of talks and the way he kind of moves.
Pretty funny.
You know, a big guy is not supposed to be that kind of flamboyant and
that elegant.
Yeah. Governor Goodhair reiterates once again his opposition to gay marriage.
How many times does he have to do it?
Until people believe it. But Rick, you do believe in gay marriage because you're married. Likely presidential candidate Rick Perry came under conservative fire last week when he said it's fine if states want to allow same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. Hoping to recover from his ideological heresy, the Republican governor of Texas explained that he is unapologetically social conservative and opposes same-sex marriage, a stance he repeated yesterday in a conversation with Tony Perkins. Mm. Not that Tony Perkins.
No, I guess not. He's dead.
Yeah. The closeted homophobe.
The
telling the hateful Family Research Council leader, obviously gay marriage is not fine with me. Apparently that wasn't enough, though, because Perry once again reiterated his opposition during a speech in Denver last night. Mm-hmm. According to the AP, Perty?
Woo, typo.
Methinks thou protest too much.
Perry told an audience at the Western Conservative Summit that the traditional definition of marriage suits Texas and this governor just fine.
It suits that governor, but what about some of the people in Texas?
Well,
they don't count.
Obviously.
Remember, this is the guy who they're talking about him wanting to be president of the United States, and he talked about seceding from the Union.
Yeah, great.
Good job.
Like I said, you know, and then you know, KBLA had you got upset because we weren't getting all the federal assistance for, you know, helping the wildfires out in West Texas. It's like, if I was the president, I'd go, Governor of Texas, I thought you were seceding from the Union and you want our help. And that's
when's her term up?
Mm-hmm.
She's not running again.
Good.
No, she failed for getting governor,
mm-hmm.
she's probably going to wait till the next time around when Rick's running for, you know, up against those who would be Dewhurst, because if Rick runs this year, then the lieutenant governor, is it Dewhurst?
I think so, yeah.
For some strange reason, I got yet another comic book story.
What?
Oh, joy.
A pro-gay comic taps the power within to combat bullying. Gay comic creators Mark Brill and Charles Zahn Christensen have created what may be the best comic book of the year, The Power Within.
Mm-hmm.
Published by LGBT comic company Northwest Press, The Power Within follows a 13-year-old boy named Shannon who turns to his inner superhero to combat anti-gay bullying.
Mm.
And not surprisingly, the men found inspiration in their personal experiences and real-life news, including Rutgers student Tyler Clemente's suicide last September.
Mm.
From Christensen's introductory letter. Fall of 2010 was a turning point. The news reports acknowledged the role of anti-gay bullying played in Tyler and others' deaths. People's eyes were open to the fact that anti-gay harassment shouldn't be a part of the growing up anymore, that sexism or racism should, and that there were grave consequences for ignoring the problem. Like Mark and I, Shannon turned to comic book heroes for his escape. He found a superhero from within him to help him deal with his day-to-day challenges. If you're struggling, be that superhero, fight the good fight, and be who you are without apology. The Power Within will be available at comic book shops soon, but Bleeding Cool reports that Northwest will also distribute this special one-shot issue to student and school organizations for free.
Wow, cool.
Sure, I want to get a copy of it.
Yeah, the Gay Comic Geek, I follow his video blog periodically, and he did a review on that pretty recently.
And, you know, they've got a picture, the cover of it has a, you know, that she looks younger than 13, kid in baggy pants and a hoodie sweatshirt, and behind him looks like him in 10 years, a little buff with a...
on hormones.
I'd say a light purple outfit with a pink triangle on the chest.
Ta-da. Captain Sunshine?
Oh, yeah, that's a superhero. Yeah.
So let me ask a question.
Yeah?
Captain Mo.
Any of these kids that are being bullied, do you think really they can find their inner hero and superpower, et cetera, to stand up to bullies? If they could find that, they wouldn't need a cartoon to tell them how to do it.
True.
It's just not there. So what they're going to do is read the cartoon, decide that this guy's going to come out and protect them once they do try to stand up to him, and they're going to get the crap beat out of them even worse.
Perhaps.
Perhaps, but word. Yeah. But the other thing I'll think about is this. If the kid is so... another way of looking at it is if the kid is so intimidated by being called gay and all this other stuff, how's he going to get his hands on this comic book?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's another way to make money off other people.
Well, true, but, you know, I'm usually the jaded one on the show.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, I can see where you're coming from. It, you know, this is one of those things where it is hard. It's going to be hard to access the quote-unquote intended target audience for this.
Why do you say that? You think kids don't know about gay comics?
You think these kids are going to take this home where it might accidentally be found under their mattress?
No, but I do think they do find gay heroes. I mean, yeah. You know, North Star was a gay gay hero, and you know.
And no, I'm not saying. I'm saying the fact of there's a difference between getting a comic that has a gay character or an occasional gay storyline in it, than going out and coming home with a comic that has The Power Within. With a logo on it, it looks like a CD with a rainbow on it. And...
Well, it's like, you know, going out and getting your first porn. Like, I mean, you're always nervous about that. You're going to be nervous regardless, especially with, like, when you're coming out with, when you're coming out of the closet, you're going to be nervous. And seeking information about what you think is your lifestyle is going to make it maybe a little bit easier.
Yeah,
maybe.
I'm partially playing devil's advocate on this. I can see where it is. It's just my idea is
if they keep the cost low, that is for its intended audience. I think it'll be accessible.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is this? Are we talking comic book level? Or are we talking graphic novel? Because I'm not familiar with this genre of publication.
It's the difference between $3 and $10.
Yeah,
you spend more than that going to go see a movie.
Not necessarily kids that perceive themselves as possibly being gay. These are kids that are being harassed about other people who perceive them that way. So a kid who has no idea of what he is or even wants to think about that because they're being harassed on that topic is not going to rush out and get a comic book for 3 cents. No, that might accidentally tell him he's gay when it's the most opposition he could possibly think of.
Or even if he does get it and he's, you know, he's just trying to find out why people are picking on him, someone's going to perceive that and go, ha, here's evidence.
Yeah. Right.
You know, well, that's a weird
time. He might
time
as well have
everybody.
Honcho, you know.
Like, that age bracket is just weird for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, they don't know what they want, much less. But if there's information out there and it is accessible, then maybe he will make the right decisions.
Okay.
I'm with you.
I agree as well because I didn't know much about the gay community back when I was in high school. I was like...
Way back then.
No.
You're breaking the place.
And apparently you don't know much about microphones.
Okay, but can you hold that down? Thank you. But basically, I'm...
That's sure. Not the first time you said that.
Very funny. But basically, I'm on Vincent like that, and, you know, back in high school, I didn't know much about the gay culture, the gay community. I mean, I was just like, you know, back in high school, 16, 17, I was just like, what is... Well, I knew I was gay, but I just didn't know the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I, you know, when I turned at a certain age, let's say 18, or 17, around that time, I knew much about the gay culture. I knew about Stonewall riots and all that. So,
how'd you find that out?
The internet, obviously.
Aha.
So yeah, it's free. So yeah, I can understand Vincent's point of view. And it's just, you know, now I'm 19 and still learning.
Everybody's still learning about their culture and their community. It doesn't matter what age you are. You're always still learning new things about different aspects of it. You may already know quite a bit about one aspect, but there's other aspects that we don't all know about.
And perhaps this comic would be online.
That would be nice, too.
Truly nice.
That would make it easier for some that are
like
afraid of all the persecution.
There you go.
That it would be easier for them to access because almost every home in America has internet nowadays. Almost. Well, there are a few that don't.
But you've got the issue of parents putting blockers on it.
Oh, yeah.
There's ways
checking
of,
the history.
There's ways around that. It's called you delete your history. There's also ways around blockers. It's called translation sites.
And they all know about these?
A lot of them do. You might be surprised. A lot of the kids nowadays are more computer literate than the ones aren't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I'd love to drink a little.
I don't know. I think if the information is out there and it is accessible, and if they do the comic book in a way where the safeguards of the net protection, net nanny programs do not pick that up as like offensive, then they've done their job, you know, and then it would be accessible to the right target audience.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's the thing, is whether or not it's going to happen by the publishers of that or someone along the line is going to Napster it and just scan it and throw it up there for anyone to.
So.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry, I said Napster. Everyone going to understand that.
Well, the file
BitTorrent.
File transfer programs. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I need to look at my current dictionary to find out what terminology it is.
Sounds pretty interesting.
I was going to say, is anybody in this room old enough to remember Napster?
Yes.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I learned about it.
Besides me and you? And maybe, well, no, Jimmy wouldn't know what that
yes,
is.
Yes, I do. I don't understand it, but I've heard of it.
I used it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Vincent's old enough to know what that one is.
Ooh.
You just outed his age.
Not exactly.
I think I'm older than you are.
Yes, you are.
I said I was 19.
Not by much, though.
Right. Anyone out there who's looking for a job, here's an interesting one. An openly gay 18-year-old socialite is seeking a PR firm. Listen up, an exciting employment opportunity for members of the FLAC community has just landed in the Gawker tip box. Kevin Michael Barba is an openly gay, up-and-coming New York socialite who is currently seeking the help of a PR firm to help him gain recognition and press opportunities. Mr. Barba currently travels between homes in Manhattan, Palm Beach, and in the North Fork of Long Island.
Okay.
With millions of dollars at his disposal, his 18-year-old personality is ready to move to the forefront of society and let his personality, style, and panache grab headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Attached is a photo.
Too cute.
It's like when Beaver was born and they used the tongs to pull his head out,
oh.
It squeezed a little too much.
Oh.
So he's got the haircut, too?
Am I?
I'm going to go see this.
He's got the chin thing.
Yeah. It's basically it's the love child of Bieber and Jay Leno.
That's who I was trying to think of.
Yeah. My God, he's cute. Cute, but he's the love child of Bieber and Jay Leno.
Yeah. I'll give you that. Yeah.
15 years for Jay Leno. Wow. You won't see Bieber.
So the background story is...
That was it. There was no resume, no YouTube reel, no photos of Kevin surrounded by fellow A-listers and holding court in his legendary black and white and red all over annual ball, benefiting the Palm Beach Openly Gay Children's Library. One can only assume they're looking to weed out the serious candidate from the merely starstruck. Good luck, and tell them Gawker sent you. It's just some cute guy who's trying to get publicity and...
have some money to do it.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah. And
want to get he publicity, go have scandals.
Yeah, he's 18. How did he say the quick way is...
did it say how he got 16. His millions?
I guess he was a houseboy and his daddy died.
He looks like a computerized program for some reason.
Computer programmer?
Yeah, sex tape. That would get him a lot of publicity, wouldn't it?
24 hours. Log on. God. Watch me sleep. For $9.99 a night.
Please, you want to do that? Just watch Big Brother on Showtime. God, it's boring.
It's so good. I saw the first episode. Never seen it.
Oh, my God. What season is this? Like 13?
20? 300th.
300th.
Yeah, it doesn't say where. I don't see anything really quick of what he's got his money from.
Mm. Oh, now you're curious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but remember, curiosity killed the cat.
The satisfaction brought him back.
Who said the daddy part? I'm going to go with that. Okay, I'll go with you.
I'll have to look later and find out. Maybe he's made all his money. They're impersonating Bieber at events.
Mm. Maybe.
Yeah, there was also another big picture of.
My bet is on Houseboy.
There's a lot of stuff with Justin, with Bieber this past week because he and his father got matching tattoos.
What?
It was on their right, on their left side, along under the arm, on the rib cage area. They both had Jesus written. I don't know if it was in. I think it was in Hebrew. Was that like the last time they did it?
Are you Jewish?
No. Just that's what you know.
That's easier to read. Got.
I think the Chinese letters were too hard for his tattooist, so Hebrew letters were easier. One of the jokes somebody had made of the picture of Bieber in the chair, you know, with his arm raised there, and they got this big burly tattoo guy.
Oh.
And someone made a joke on one of the Facebook things about their, you know, a bear and a twink. And they go, what do you mean a bear and a twink? All I see is a bear and a lesbian.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool to have Jesus written on their side in Chinese.
Well, it goes with this other tattoo he got of in... a bird flying out of his crotch.
Lovely.
Bird.
Oh, it's a family tradition.
Sure.
He has a bird tattoo over to the side.
What kind of bird? A swallow?
I'm not following him. It's on some of the websites that I go to.
A swallow? Nice.
No, that's that's Sabrina's job. Selena's job, I'm sorry.
Selena.
What? It's covered quite a bit on delisted. That's how I know.
I think you're trying to follow him.
No.
She's beautiful. You're on his guest list.
He's 17. He's too old.
Oh, you're way past your prime.
Let's see. More political news.
Chris has an age cap. 13.
I didn't think it was that low.
Oh, my goodness.
I like my men like I like my whiskey.
Smooth and young.
13 years old. 13 with a bit of coke.
Smooth going all the way down.
I saw that from someone else, so don't blame me. Go Proud, the queer Republican political action committee, has been disinvited from the CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee. Apparently, the message is sent that there's really no place for gay people in the conservatives movement. Mm-hmm. Even gay people who are unbendingly right-wing in every way except for their desire to suck penises.
What's your point?
PSGO GoProud denies the assertion that they've been that they're persona non grata. I'm sorry, persona non gata at CPAC. Although I do believe there was another article.
I have to see if they're there.
There's another one of the articles on that where I think they actually showed that. In coming out news.
Oh God, who came out? Justin Timberlake.
Well, no, it's like it didn't really come out. It's I think
they caught him in the act.
Mo Rocca.
Who?
Mo Rocca. Basically, to see him, you'll need to turn to True TV or the Cooking Channel. He's also done some things with I think CBS Morning Show. On that, he's given his first interview about being gay. He's been out, but never really talks about it, so he flies under the radar. I'm sorry, under the gaydar.
Do you have a picture?
Actually, they do have a picture of him. As you can see from the above Broadway Bears pick that he took back in 2009, he's not only a stealth gay guy, but he's also a stealth stone fox.
Do you have anything without the shirt off?
Okay. If you know, like I said, if you've watched Cooking Channel, he's the one who does the show Foodography.
Okay, I'll look it up.
On that.
Only one picture. I have a picture of him with the shirt off.
The latest story in the Amy Winehouse.
Oh God. Good riddance. I'm sorry.
I'm just covering this
because I'm sorry.
I like her music.
Her music
was
is good.
Were you high when you first heard it?
No. But I do like her music. No. I do like her music.
Awake?
Though. Yes.
Awake.
I was sober. I am sober.
What? Good answer.
Are you a fan?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
No,
I'm like, okay, who cares?
Yeah.
Like I said, the only part I really found interesting about this before this was the fact that one website, before she died, kept referring to her as Amy Wino.
Mm. Yeah.
And then as soon as she dies, it's Amy Winehouse. But the waiting for the toxicology results from the recently deceased bi crooner, Amy Winehouse, has given folks lots of time to speculate about her cause of death. One theory may be that she died of issues related to emphysema or an eating disorder. But the latest theory, which actually comes from her family, is that going cold turkey off of booze might have sent St. Winehouse's body into shock and given her a fatal seizure. According to reports, the family says that she had quit drinking about a month ago. And they're saying that possibly what she died of was
a system shock from lack of alcohol.
From detox.
Wow.
Now,
would have never thought that.
That's the part there. The 30 days for it to detox out of her system is a bit much. I have seen firsthand results of someone who is a heavy, heavy, heavy drinker who decided to stop drinking cold turkey and to celebrate his not drinking anymore had a binge.
Well, that'll kill you faster than anything.
No, it hasn't. But once he went cold turkey and all of it got out of his system, the hallucinations, the physical effects of it happening is pretty severe.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things, especially you start getting dehydrated a lot from it, and that causes a lot of problems. So it's a plausible thing, but you know, it's plausible in the fact that yes, A leads to B, which can lead to C and all that, but
it's definitely plausible because I've actually experienced it with a friend of mine that was a heavy drinker starting from the minute he'd wake up in the morning to the minute he went to bed at night, there was alcohol in him in some way, shape, or form. And he decided to go cold turkey one time and had 3 seizures in one night from it.
Yeah. I hadn't seen the seizures part, but I know about, you know, going really, really...
Yeah, after the third seizure, we took him to the emergency room and said, this is what's going on, this is what's happened so far, and they're like, dumbasses.
Is he still
like
alive?
30 days after he stopped drinking?
No, this was two days.
Yeah.
Yeah. 30 days. It's
the I think she may have told the family she had quit drinking, but you know, and she may have been, you know, she may have quit drinking, but she was doing all this other stuff and led to it. But yeah, I do know.
And if that's a recent picture, there's no question about not being anorexic.
Well, she was interesting. I mean, as a personality.
And it's great to love her music or mm-hmm. to still love her music or whatever. But you don't.
I never liked
you know,
your music.
Immortalize her.
Sorry.
Because
she was an artist.
She died.
Yeah. Hey, I'll admit, I the first song I ever heard of hers was
Rehab.
Friday on here on KPFT. They played a song of hers during the afternoon music show. And they did joke a little bit about, you know, the Club 27 mm-hmm. that they tease her about. Then again, there's also this one little picture going around the internet of all the people who are part of this Club 27, famous musicians who died at age 27. Mm-hmm. And then the very last picture is the 10 years from now club, and they have a picture of Justin Bieber.
Oh, God. I'm not surprised there.
Well, one thing I can say is I have the non-pleasure of never hearing her music.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently we can play her because it says she was bisexual. But then again, I really don't know if the definition of bisexuality is the fact of getting so stoned and drunk out of your mind, you not knowing what you did.
Or they bought her something and she got sexual.
Yeah. Right.
The thing with her music was, it was like, the first time I heard it, which was this past week, unfortunately, I got a headache just from listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was great lyrics, don't get me wrong, but the music and the bass and everything that was put with it, it was just too much.
But don't worry, she'll be coming out with probably, from what I understand, maybe two CDs.
Of all the stuff she recorded while she was alive.
Yeah, so.
Just like Michael Jackson.
Hmm. I personally like her music. Well, you know, jazz soul, really awesome.
Don't worry, that's not going to change our opinion of you in any way.
No comment.
You must apparently understand my sarcastic side to realize that was not a compliment. Follow-up story. Apparently, Bishop Eddie Long of Georgia, mm-hmm. who had paid off four young men who accused him of, quote, sexual coercion. Well, there was a fifth settlement by 22-year-old recording artist Santino Kemp. Kemp is the most outspokenly gay of Long's accusers, but now we won't be able to talk about Long or the settlement, even though he has Eddie Long's name tattooed on his wrist.
Cute.
Get the out of here.
Curious.
And if this is Santino Kemp, I don't think he was corrupted into being gay by Reverend. I'm sorry, Bishop.
Oh.
Yeah, I do believe he came to the flock that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh my.
Is that an earring or is that just a rose that's in the... There's an earring. That's a rose bush behind him.
No, there's no earrings on that.
I thought that looks like a little...
No.
Oh, God, I hate YouTube this week. Anyone else been going on to YouTube this week and finding the videos are running slower than hell?
Yes, we were just on it.
Yeah. Oh,
thank God. Okay.
But it may be the internet here, too.
Yeah.
No, I'm having that problem at home.
Really?
It's like every time everything I click on, it's like, okay, come on.
So. Well, they're deciding whether you should have a commercial at Jimmy's house.
And I didn't have a problem.
Yeah, no, they do the announcements.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that they had that bar right there. Skip this ad, click.
Well, I have to
remember. They do it for phones, but... Sometimes, it like when you're actually connected to a hard line, it won't let you skip them.
I wonder, let's see. Beginning of this August, gay supergroup Erasure will be going on tour with Frank Music.
That's a gay group?
Erasure is.
Oh, wow.
Frank Music isn't. A.K.A. Vincent Frank. No. Despite not being gay, Frank Music posed nude for AXM magazine for male anorexia awareness.
Nice.
He produced Erasure's latest album and has gained a decent homo following for his upbeat electronic love songs.
Yay.
Added Erasure's openly gay frontman Andy Bell and Erasure's long history of play at gay bars, and you've probably got the gayest tour hitting North America this summer. Hopefully this will give Frank Music a great opportunity to break it big in America or just get some really awesome fans. So where are they playing? They coming to Houston? Oh, I see the MTV logo.
Yay.
Happy birthday to MTV.
Oh, wow.
Their birthday is occurring in 21 hours. They turn 30. Oh my God. And of course, because they can't talk anything about music on MTV, the celebration will be carried on VH1 Classic, which supposedly at the stroke of midnight tomorrow, they will be
Beavis and Butthead Marathon.
No, actually, from what I understand, VH1 Classic is going to play the first hour of MTV's,
like
the original hour of programming. So they're going to be starting off with the Buggles' video Killed the Radio Star.
Awesome. Yeah. All about We're Not Going to Take It.
Yeah, I remember when MTV actually stood for music television.
Oh, they are coming to Houston. Irish will be in Houston on Saturday, September 24th.
Where at?
It doesn't say.
Probably like at Warehouse Live or something.
Really?
No, I will place two bets on that. I'm going to say first one would be Verizon Theater.
Or Numbers.
Or Numbers would be my second choice.
Numbers.
Because I think they've played there before. On that, Verizon Wireless Theater.
Oh, nice.
So they will be here in September. So we look for that. I'm running out of steam on stories here to do. Let's see what.
Let's talk about your love life.
That'll take 5 seconds.
And we're done. Considering that, you know, what I talked about before, you know, even Craigslist is letting me down.
Even on Friday?
KPFT. Friday, today. Oh, sorry.
Well.
Let's see. Yeah, see, even Unicorn Booty's kind of holding me down here.
No, it's not.
They're just finally covering the story about Hobie from Baywatch. That bottled water causes bisexuality.
I know, he said that. I saw it on Celebrity Rehab. He has his own water purifier. He brought it to rehab, and he said that bottled water makes people bisexual.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Then again, all the steroids you took makes your balls fall. speaking of small genitalia, Ricky Iglesias has come out saying he has the smallest penis in the world.
No way.
Really now?
Wow.
And how big is it?
No one's asked for any asked for proof of that. Although one website did show a picture of him standing next to an acorn.
Oh. We'll just take your word for it then.
Well.
Are we saying he has to look up to Vienna sausages?
Apparently. Yeah, see, Unicorn Booty's being real slight now. Unicorn Booty finally put up a thing about the movie, the trailer for Flesh Lightning.
That was a funny trailer. I saw it before that it hit Unicorn Booty. That was just funny.
It is. I don't know if it's a real internet movie they're doing or not. This is a. It's kind of like Gremlins meets the Steve Guttenberg Ali Sheedy movie with the robots. Number Five is Alive.
Oh,
Short Circuit.
Short Circuit. It's kind of like Gremlins meets Short Circuit meets Weird Science.
Oh, okay.
Still three good
meets
movies.
The Holy Grail.
Basically this awkward, geeky, hot teen goes into a mysterious...
How's that again? Okay, just want to make sure.
That hot? Okay.
Geeky's hot. Goes into a mysterious Chinese sex toy shop. Mm. And is given a magic...
Fleshlight.
With
golden.
Fleshlight with a... I forget who the porn star's lower... A recreation of the woman's genitalia of a famous porn star.
Was she a porn star? That's a real porn star.
And so while he is using this fleshlight, lightning strikes his house, and basically when he completes his activity with the fleshlight, it is transferred not just to the porn star, but back in time, because she wakes up the next morning 7 months pregnant with his love child of a fleshlight. And it's a story basically of him, you know, really enthralled with her, Jenna Hayes. This is a porn star.
I like how that just pops out.
I know.
And
like Tourette's.
It's one of those cute little, it's one of those, in a way, it's a cute story where, you know, he's intrigued with her, and so like she wants to go out on a date with him, so he goes to pick her up at work.
Mm.
And basically, so he walks in on the set, and she's the pig on a spit.
Yeah, she's laying on the floor and getting at both ends.
And says, oh, honey, I'll be with you in just a moment. And it ends up that, you know, basically he's going to end up being with the geeky girl next door. So it's, and this trailer is just hilarious. And I, when I put it up on my Facebook, I said, you know, this is the feel-good movie of the summer.
Mm. And that
one of,
good.
Yeah, one of my friends go, you're sick.
Like, so?
Duh.
And they're just figuring this out?
Exactly.
Ben's a little slow.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. Yeah. Only because I know him.
A picture of a wonderful product there. You know, the big hand sanitizing craze that goes around. There's a product out there called Maybe You Touched Your Genitals Hand Sanitizer.
Hmm.
Mm.
With a picture of a woman shaking hands with a guy who's back to her. To the picture.
Oh, my.
Yes, the unicorn bootyist isn't really...
Yeah, they didn't have a whole lot this week.
Like I said, it was kind of slow. I kind of pulled, you know, a lot of things out of the end.
Oh, there's that story.
Yeah, the Unicorn Glacius. It's been a big day for little penises here at Unicorn Booty. No, not ours. We can safely vouch for the simultaneously beauties and beasts that are Unicorn Booty staff penises. It's kind of one of those benefits of sleeping with your business partner. We've got some bad news, Enrique Iglesias fans. That is, unless you have had it up until this moment, believe that you were in possession of the smallest penis in the world. Enrique Iglesias, drunk on whiskey and antibiotics, got his overshare on a recent concert. The Spanish singer stunned gig-goers. There we go. By going into excruciating details about his shortcomings in the trouser department. Onlookers were left baffled by the odd behavior at the gig in Melbourne, Australia on Tuesday night, which also included an episode where he discussed losing his virginity.
Whoa.
During the bizarre 20-minute interlude, he declared, I have the smallest penis in the world. I'm serious. I'm winning.
What the...
Why would somebody say that? Honestly.
He began the unexpected behavior by inviting three men from the audience to join him on stage.
Australian men.
When an audience member said the singer's good looks would be great for getting the ladies, Iglesias then asked, what does Spanish good looks have to do with it when the size of your penis? Maybe I have the Spanish looks, but I have the smallest penis in the world. I'm serious. The singer then asked his companions to lift their shirts so they could all compare chests. During the bizarre chat, the four knocked back shots of whiskey.
Hmm.
Iglesias told the crowd that he was on antibiotics and should not have been mixing them with alcohol.
I think that's actually written on the bottle.
But how is he sure? Is this the kind of thing they give trophies out for? And even then, where would you keep it? On the mantle? I would say if you get a trophy for world's smallest penis, you carry it in your pants so it looks like you've got a bigger one. You've got the room. And it works great, especially if it's shaped like the Oscar. Because, I mean, that's very phallic anyway. You know, I'd be very careful. You don't want to use the Emmy because the wings will make it look like a vagina down there.
Just
saying.
A lot of thought, actually.
Or the Golden Globes.
the Globes.
Well, in that case, you need to win two Golden Globes.
Yeah, two-time ball winner.
And God help you if you win the People's Choice. Although, you know, he is a musician. That Grammy would be intriguing.
Mm.
Yeah.
That trumpet.
Uncomfortable, but...
Yeah.
Doesn't that have spikes, too?
No. The Grammy just looks like a gramophone, so...
Yeah.
Basically, he'd be set up to do docking.
I thought it was the big world globe with spikes.
No, that's Emmy.
That's the Emmy.
That's the Emmy.
Oh, jeez. Set up to do docking. That's just wrong.
Once again, duh. What do you expect from me?
Nothing right.
Of course not.
Is that the word of the day? Duh.
Duh.
On this show, it's always
duh. That's a part of our script.
Duh.
It's our mantra. A dog.
Especially when Jimmy's sitting in the studio. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
No. You need to be nice.
Why start now?
Why start now?
It's that whole age thing.
You better
just because Jimmy was around when dinosaurs roamed the planet.
Remember, Jimmy, it's not me that's making these comments for a change. Mm.
Jimmy's going to go
It's off. Not the first time tonight either. You got one in the bottom tray.
It's fine.
Oh.
That goes in the zip back here.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I can't figure what we're going to do over the next 7 minutes here. You're listening to After Hours, so let you know that. God help you, why. Coming up at the top of the hour is Zydeco Pasta LA, followed by the Red Eye Special.
Yep, we got John John in the house.
Followed by all the other blues programming we have here at KPFT. If you're not depressed, we're not doing our job by the end of the day. You can go over to kpft.org and you can find out the schedule there. And,
imagine following this craziness up with blues music.
Mm-hmm. No, it's Zydeco that comes
in. Zydeco and blues? I mean, come on now.
Yeah, I actually was looking at a Zydeco photo exhibition earlier today. I went to a museum today.
Wait a minute.
Natural science or art?
Printing. Yep. I think the world just stopped.
No, I went to the printing to the printing museum.
I went there in high school.
Did you see my plaque?
No.
Oh.
You need to go look again.
Well, it's the one off of Wah.
What?
The museum. John's out there playing with his triangle.
No.
That's probably Mike. Mike plays a triangle. It's simple enough from
there. Oh, okay, yeah.
John John's got the squeeze box.
Oh, that's right.
And Mike.
Hey, by the way, Mike, you had a phone call.
Did you get your copy of the Bill of Rights too? Did you print your own?
No, there wasn't too many people in there. I went in there actually looking for posters. I need them for work. And like the posters, I really would like to hang up in my office there. My boss probably wouldn't let me because I found the posters I wanted to hang up there when I went over to Hollywood. But
yeah, shirtless, pantsless.
Yeah, my boss, was afraid. Yes, the wife probably wouldn't mind too much.
The other employees might ask a few questions.
It's about you work in a cubicle. Time.
It would be.
You work in a cubicle or
no? I have an actual
office,
okay. Small office.
I know how to make a little tea stand for you. You can put it like right in front of your little cubicle.
See, the bad part is when I moved to my office, I figured I can play music more often, which is. Like when I played music at Ellsworth, I was listening to Gaydar Radio.
Right.
But the way I've got my office set up, I can't really. I have to listen for when someone comes in the front door, so I can't hear it with machinery going, so I definitely can't hear it with music going. And I've got my computer, the speakers are in the back of the Macintosh. And before I used to have it where the sound would come out and bounce the wall and hit and come back to me. Well, now I've got it open, so it just floods out in the area there, and I don't hear a damn thing.
Mm. I use an iPod. So then I can just like put one in because I have to listen for the doors and the phones too. Yeah. So.
But that's some way they'll figure it out eventually. I guess we can't go.
Just paying a sign on the window already.
We get a pride T-shirt with a pride pride triangle on the back and text on the front says "Who's your daddy?"
They still wouldn't get it.
Tell them the gays are not going anywhere, darling.
let's put it this way, okay?
Yes.
We had a request from a student to get vinyl lettering to put on his truck that said, Puff, Puff, Pass.
Oh.
They thought it's because he drives a diesel truck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Are they that?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, my God.
So once we explained it to them, then it's like, oh.
No.
Like, duh.
Another duh moment, yes. Another duh moment.
Duh.
At any rate. Shall we do our usual close?
Yes, we'll just do it slower so it would take up more time. Oh, I still got to plug those things in.
Yeah, you do.
And sign off on crap. What are we doing? Paperless. Okay, so I got to look down at this piece of paper and see. We've got to talk about being paperless.
I'm all right. Isn't that crazy? Have you noticed how everything came out of the same folder this week?
Everything's hot. It's hot. Everything we're talking about is hot. HD3.
Okay. Summer.
It's hot, darling.
Yeah, you know, you could tell it's hot in Texas there when the tropical storm threatens and everyone's going, yes!
No! Rain!
My mother calls me yesterday, when are you coming home? I was like, when I feel like it. I was like, well, there should be flooding and raining, and I was like, okay, I'll come home. I missed 2 hours of work so I could make it home, so I make my mother happy.
And then the storm hits landfall and just says, forget you.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, Mom, I missed 2 hours of
work.
It
was too hot for the storm.
Yeah.
Too hot.
He decided just to hang
couldn't
out
take
at the
it.
Beach. Yeah.
It just gave up. It's like, screw it.
Mm. You know, I haven't been that disappointed with a tropical storm since Rita.
Mm.
When I evac'd into Houston early and stayed with Jimmy with, you know, supplies and bottled water ready for a long stand because we did an 8-hour show that night?
Yeah.
Because the show before us, he evacuated. The show after us, he evacuated. So we came in and we did 8 hours of Hurricane Rita, the show.
Wow.
And we just played music and gave radar reports on the radio. That was fun. And so we were waiting for this, you know, the news was like, Rita's going to hit. We turned on, I think it was Wizard of Oz. And by the time Wizard of Oz ended, we flipped over to Frank Billingsley. I know, not a big stretch. And he's just sitting there going, I told you it wasn't going to hit. Wasn't going to do anything. And meanwhile, we're sitting here, you know, we're coming to do the radio show. And it's like, okay, if you're on I-45, about the 610 loop, on a scale of 1 to 13, you're at about a 6 in rain. After 8 hours, it's like, oh, God, will somebody come in and relieve us?
Okay.
You've been listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, and listener sponsored commercial free Pacific Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, 89.7 Huntsville, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. We love hearing from you, our listeners. You can get in contact with us several different ways. You can send us an email at afterhours@kpft. You can join us on Facebook at facebook.com/afterhourskpft. You can send us snail mail at After Hours, care of KPFT 419, Lovett Boulevard.
L-O-V-E-T-T, love, T-T.
Houston, Texas, 77006.
Not just a zip code, but a life.
The hell'd that come from?
I don't know.
So it's channeling Jackie Gleason. Like I said, we want to hear from you. Upcoming events, love mail, hate mail.
Dirty pictures!
It's time now for your PSAs. Once again, after the PSAs, Zydeco Pasta LA starts right up.
Hi, I'm Sam Gonzalez from the Sharpstown High School Broadcasting Program. KPFT has just launched a new paperless system at kpft.org. Now, you can submit public service announcements, open journal proposals, and more through the station website, kpft.org. Going paperless is better for the environment and means your submissions arrive faster to KPFT offices. Do you have a nonprofit community event to promote? Do you have an idea for a program or want to host an open journal? Then visit kpft.org now to submit your application. While there, you can make a pledge online and support the great programming you love. This is 90.1 KPFT Houston.
KPFT is pleased to announce new programming. Now with an HD radio receiver, you can get KPFT's great music, news, and public affairs with a richer, crisper sound on HD1. On KPFT HD2, listen to Rice University Radio with the unique programming that made KTRU a gem on the dial. On KPFT HD3, you'll hear your favorites in new time slots, including Democracy Now!, Al Jazeera English, Uprising, Explorations, Alternative Radio, and more. HD Radio allows you to hear multiple programs through additional digital channels. The sound is crisper than FM, and your choices are expanded. Visit KPFT.